This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. This show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening, everybody. 7:01. It's a Tuesday night. You're in studio with the show. I'm Clayton McKee. Thank you for being here. I'm here alongside my sidekicks who are here every Tuesday night with us. It's Katie June, Marnie Ryer, and Al Perkins.
Hello.
We're coming to you live from the palatial and chilly studios of Q Talk America, located in the heart of Central Phoenix. I'm not sure, but
I don't think mine is on. Is mine on?
You're one. Oh, yeah. Trust me. Deaf people can hear you. You know that.
I know that.
We may or may not be being broadcast live within the walls of Apollo's Lounge here in Phoenix.
I didn't get an update
or a text from Ron to tell me if that's happening or not. But they did broadcast the Gayborhood Friends Ophelia Bunn show there last night and did some live Skyping and some whatever the hell they did. They just did a whole lot of stuff last night, which was the first
The Skyping. That sounds exciting. I don't know what that is, but it sounds exciting.
We're going to put that app on your phone, and then when you go to New York, you're going to Skype in.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a little while to learn how to do that.
I'll have to start trading tomorrow. How does that work for you?
My entertainment section is going to be like an hour and 20 minutes.
I can't wait.
When did you start drinking today?
A couple hours ago. I'm not stupid.
It's going to be an exciting 3 hours. Yes, it's 3 hours. We're live from 7 to 10 Mountain Standard Phoenix time, whatever the hell you want to call it. We thank you for listening.
Now we're Pacific time now.
Now we're Pacific.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
It's always Arizona time. You're always safe.
Arizona time.
Tyler from Tennessee is already in the chat room.
Tyler.
We'd also like to say hello. I can't imagine who it is, but somebody is listening in Israel.
Oklahoma.
They've been here before, I think.
Thought so, too. Wasn't sure.
Welcome back.
And then Kuwait is listening, so I'm hoping it's one of our...
That's kind of a regular now. This is like the third time we've had Kuwait.
Yeah, so I'm hoping it's somebody...
Allies?
Maybe in the... Well, yes. I'm certainly hoping
that's an ally. Either way, I don't want to be on your
either way.
So maybe we'll need to stop checking in here at the studio so they cannot pinpoint our location any longer.
We love you, Kuwait.
But speaking of our location, we do share the building and the building with a local magazine. Some of you may know of it, called Ion AZ or Ion Arizona Magazine. And if you have not heard us talk about it, pick up a copy, go online, check their website, look for page 29. You will find a lovely article about us and our show. We celebrated a year. A few weeks back, and they decided to dedicate 4 pages in that magazine to us. I personally love the first opening cover shot.
It's so good.
I love that.
It's so fun.
It's such a fun. And then I actually altered I altered that image a little bit and put it out in some advertising. And the top of it says, "We chat, we drink, we solve world problems."
Oh my God, I love it. I need that for my when I had gotten these pictures for whatever reason, I just. We got them, and then I was like jamming out of town right after that, so I didn't have a chance to update pictures. But I want one.
I can get you that. But Kevin Bashaw from Ion has been a little busy. He hasn't gotten me all of the files because I have individual pictures, all of them for the photo shoot. Mm-hmm. So obviously we can all. As Al said, he knew he looked bad that day, and now there's photographic evidence.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know Marty Feldman was still alive.
I think he looked the best.
We were already commenting on how in love with your photo we are.
Really?
Love it.
It all looks good.
That's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
We were just saying. You look so
Make
good.
Make fun of the package.
I love, and for some reason, Katie hates her solo shot. I don't know why. It looks good.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate mine. I'm just sad that it looks like me.
No, I thought you'd be thrilled. I think you look great.
My teeth look okay.
I really think everyone looks super. I like my picture. It's a wardrobe malfunction.
Well,
I'm
Marty
Feldman.
It's
so
all right.
Whatever.
I'm happy with all of it. And seeing Marnie in eyeliner, that's such a rarity.
Thank you, Katie June. Thank you for that.
Your makeup artist was on point.
Yeah. Eyeliner and mascara solves everything. And I should have done it. That's the problem.
You think?
I should have done it.
I don't think.
Yeah.
I think you look lovely. Anyway, I said I opened it and I was like,
it was really fun to do. And so now it's fun to see the fruits of our labor splashed on the pages of Ion AZ.
I've had so many wonderful comments in reference to it. Even John King, the owner of Charlie's, actually said in the Monday meeting, it was a very good article and he looked forward to listening to us.
It was good.
Very good.
So more and more people finding out about us, which is fun. And
I think it's just a rude awakening that radio has pictures. I didn't sign up for that.
Well, now the other
Beth and Bill had like speaking of which, two days ago would have been three years ago.
Bill passed away.
The Bill Austin passed
away. Yes, yeah. I love Bill.
So he was
such a good time.
Yeah.
One of the things that I have been getting comments in regards to is with these photos that have come out of us, they now realize that Al doesn't look like Joyce DeWitt.
Right.
That was a canned photo that we used for the website, which we'll be changing out.
Awesome. But not with the one that they. That guy was really cute, but not with anything he shot there. Like I will provide a photo.
But you haven't seen all the shots yet. I haven't seen all the shots.
I know
yet.
How bad I that looked that day.
That wasn't your favorite one. Yeah. That's in there, was it?
I love the shot of all four of us.
No. The one of me. You said that there was one that you really liked of me. That wasn't it.
I love the ones with your holding the on air sign.
Yeah. That was your favorite
cute.
One.
Yeah.
So I haven't cute. Seen all of them. That's all I've seen is in the magazine.
Oh, yeah, Marnie. Everybody's on board the Marnie train in here.
Yeah, Marnie Feldman. Go ahead and look up Marnie Feldman.
Still dead.
But yeah,
still was dead. Not in the Death Watch though.
I still will provide any photos that are published anywhere.
We'll see.
Anyway, that's fantastic.
Or the next show of Al, we'll just use from here down. We'll just use
Marla Hooch. What a hitter.
Nipples down, it's Al Perkins.
That's right. Guess who? It'll be trivia. Who's this?
Good times. Well, it is just a little bit after 7. Thank you for listening and joining in and watching and all the ships at sea and people at home or wherever the hell you are. Oh, somebody from the U.S. is finally listening.
Hi. Well, Tyler.
What screws me up?
Tennessee is a little...
I just hit refresh and, oh my God.
No, but the funny thing is, the way that this app works over here that I look at it, that's just the live streaming audio only.
Oh, okay.
Not the video of people, so I don't have any idea of knowing that, but I'm sure there's several. And who else is in the chat room? It's Tyler and who else?
And Harrison, and it's Harrison's birthday this weekend.
Happy birthday, Ernie.
My God.
Happy
there it is.
Harrison.
There's a lot going on.
I know. I just hit refresh and
I did too.
Shit damn.
All kinds of stuff.
Shit the bed. There's a lot of people in here.
Well, quickly.
I'm going to make that an expression.
Shit the bed is going to be our word.
I'm going to make shit the bed.
Well, what's that big ass problem? Have you seen the new one?
Oh yeah.
The big ass mom sent me a text. Have you seen the big ass? Commercial?
Some big ass savings.
Yeah. I need some big ass savings. Shit my pants. Well, I know we have a lot of headlines to go through. Al's got a flurry of things going on for entertainment. So, let's go run around. Anything new? Marnie?
Look at me. I'm dropping my phone to go to the iPad. No. I'm ready.
No, the Aaron is out of town.
Oh, no, yeah, not yet. Tomorrow morning.
God damn it. Why am I off on days?
No. It would make sense. We run in circles.
She was leaving like Sunday or Monday.
No, she leaves tomorrow and then gets back on the 18th.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
On
all
the 18th. Right. So,
never mind. So we don't have any lesbian bed death at this point. She's I'm not sure what that even means.
Not quite yet. Are we gonna comment about last week's sweetness that we all left to?
that was adorable.
Oh my God, you're right.
As we left the studio, we found that graffiti had taken over Central Phoenix and
paper graffiti.
Marnie's
in the form
Subaru.
Of Post-its.
Yeah. Yes. Was covered in Post-its that just went on and on about her loveliness and her contributions to humanity and how loved she was. Yes. It was the sweetest thing I've ever seen.
And at first, we didn't know who it was from.
Yeah. I was like, who's stalking me now?
We narrowed it down to like two or three people.
And then we got the confirmation.
Thank God for DNA testing.
Yeah. That's right.
Handwriting samples.
Sure. It was really cute.
It was very, very sweet. Erin, you were fabulous.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. That was very, very kind. Yeah. I had
Did I send you that picture?
You did.
I couldn't remember if I sent it.
I had my car when, I don't know if you'll notice it tonight, but I thought if anyone's going to pay attention, Clayton will, because you know how you like the clean car.
Did you clean it?
I did not. Oh. Because as you go around, it's because of how windy it was and everything else, you can still see the lines of all the Post-its.
Oh, the little, were they adhesive?
Isn't that pathetic that I'm like, I'm just going to keep that there?
That's good enough.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I know.
What I would have done was, because we took a bunch of pictures of that last Tuesday night, your car, I would take a picture of the dust and then I'd go wash it.
And I probably will very soon.
Okay.
But yeah, so.
Probably not till she gets back from Costa Rica.
That might be.
Or Peru or wherever the hell she's going.
Yeah. So, everything, she leaves tomorrow morning very early and We just found out that the underneath her house, the
where the cats were,
the cat sanctuary,
actually the wild cat sanctuary. The cats. I'm not sure how they even lived under there because apparently the sewers rotted. Under the house.
What does that mean? Exactly.
Now, is this
okay, I just
want to
throw
warranty?
It out there that when you buy my house, none of these problems exist.
No,
the
cat
feral
sanctuary.
Cats, the sewers flowing beautifully.
It should be
break-ins galore.
Well, not anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's,
no.
It's Fort Knox.
It's Fort Knox. Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing.
Christ on a cross.
This thing is locked that's down right. like a virgin
Nobody
at Christmas.
Nobody can get in.
House is locked and he's loaded.
Locked and loaded.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's a home warranty should.
Okay, good.
My mom
will tell you she's a big advocate of home warranties. She just had her AC serviced and it cost her, I think it was a $45 copay, and the rest of it is all on the home warranty. So she loves those things.
Well,
and I do too because I'm not climbing up on the roof and fixing it.
No, and hopefully they'll just be able to go underneath. Of course, the where it is right in the middle
of the house. Jeez, that sucks.
So I'm not sure. I know my neighbors across the street before had like dug a trench that then went up and they were able to pull it out that way.
Okay.
And it was the same thing. It was the sewer. It's built in 1925.
Yeah.
It's not, you know. Yeah. See, it's not new.
Mine is a post-war house. Yes. It's very new.
Yes. Post- Which war?
I'll let you guess. Because yours is a post-war house, too.
One of them.
Yeah. The war to end all wars.
The War of 1812.
Allegedly, yeah.
That's post-war for Aaron's house, the War of 1812.
I wonder how long they regretted that war to end all wars business.
Right.
Like, when another
year
war
they
came
finally
out?
Go, yeah. Maybe not. Right. Yeah.
We lied. Boop.
It's like the storm of the century. It's 1906.
It's it. Exactly.
Settle down.
Right.
Everybody
relax.
Just calm.
Shit the bed. There's more
calm
coming.
Calm down.
We're going to make that an expression by that time this is over.
Yeah. Well,
shit the bed.
Shit the bed.
I think it's done.
And the drinking words are.
We may have multiple phrases tonight. You can get drinking any and multiple phrases.
That's right.
It's quite all right. Anyway. Katie June, darling.
Yeah.
What's up with you?
Well, so really quickly, I did actually go last Wednesday, if you'll recall, to the Taylor Swift concert.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that happened. And I gotta tell you. So the girl knows what the fuck she's doing. That's happening because that stadium was full for the second night in a row.
Wow.
Sold out with, I mean, just to the brim of screaming fans.
I don't get it.
She gets her market though. You're not it.
And you're not it. Yeah. That's what I say about Walmart. They're making money. They just don't need me. They're not.
No.
They're not pushing anything. And she's the same way.
You're comparing Taylor Swift to Walmart.
Well, I think they're the same thing.
Trailer Swift. Yeah. So here's the thing.
It's where white people go to lose money.
Fine. Also known as the auction casino.
And it really is true. And they were all screaming.
They're not all
white
at auction, sweetie.
And in addition to it being sold out and screaming, you know, teeny boppers, they all were wearing her t-shirts. They all had her light up glow sticks. They all had these big signs. I mean, it was like, but I will say.
She's the new kids on the block of the era,
I've never been like a major Taylor Swift fan. Like I wasn't crying and screaming. But I will say, it was
really. I am so relieved to hear that.
we can still be friends.
Yeah.
But it really was a fun show. And so she may not be the most musically talented gal on the block.
Does she sing every song off key still?
She sings.
Flat. I'm sorry, flat.
Well, her first song, the first song she opened with, I looked at my mom, who was a music major and is a singer, and we both were like, we had to do a very first note out of the gate.
A little pitchy there, dear.
She warmed up well. Uh-oh. But she sang.
Maybe she should have done that in the dressing room.
Yeah.
Get those bad notes some hot tea out of the way.
I like to do me, 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 me. Is that wrong?
No. But, is that wrong?
You do that. No shit. You do
that
all the time.
Always?
Yeah.
Mayo, 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 mayo.
Daily, 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 daily.
Unique New York.
Unique. I should do that for this show since I can't pronounce one fucking word.
It's European.
But listen, she sings every single song and she goes back and forth, which is more than you can say for a lot of pop stars these days. She goes back and forth between big production numbers and sitting on a stool and playing the guitar.
Okay.
It was an entertaining evening.
That's good.
Yeah. We drank a number of beers and we had a good time.
Well, I think the beers probably enhanced the entertainment evening, much like this show.
Yeah. I also just got back from San Francisco.
Nice.
I went to the SF MoMA. They're closing for 3 years.
Can you explain what that is?
The San Francisco, Museum of Modern Art.
We just had a MoMA story at breakfast the other day.
It's closing for 3 years for a major renovation, and they're also installing the owner of the Gap. Apparently has some like crazy major art collection
Oh, okay.
That he's going to be housing now in the MoMA. So they're building a whole new wing. And so it's exciting. So it was free to everybody. So you can imagine it was mobbed.
Always good free.
Right? I love hearing that a museum is mobbed. Oh my God. That's like it was music
cool.
to my ears.
It was really cool. And it was a really fun time. There was a picture I took that I need to post to your page, Al, that reminded me of you, called Transvestite in a Paddy Wagon.
I call that 1992.
Yeah. Let me write that down. And Tranny in a Paddy. All
right. Tranny in a Paddy Wagon.
It was.
Because I shit the bed, and that's where I ended up.
Who's that? Who's the photographer? Winogrand. What's his first name?
Who? What?
Winogrand, I think. Winogrand. Super famous photographer. I can't think of his first name.
Well,
I can find it.
Not that famous.
No, he you would know him if I. Yeah,
she can pronounce it correctly.
Yep, I am not a frequent flyer.
She said his name.
Not a frequent flyer to the MoMA.
Yeah.
It was free. Remember, that's why I was there.
Yes.
But the picture looked strikingly like Al in drag. So I was really like, I had a double take.
Well, people are comparing me now to me in drag with the red hair, which I thought they would find pictures with the brown wig, because there's enough of those around.
Yeah.
To what's the cunt's name?
Which one?
Michelle Bachman.
Uh-huh. There's pictures on the internet comparing me in drag to Michelle Bachman.
I was laughing my ass off.
And it's hysterical because the one,
I haven't
seen
that.
It really does look like
That's
I just
amazing.
Switched wigs.
Yeah.
So all I kept thinking was if they just found the brown wig of the longer Eve wig, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
If they would have just found the brown wig, I really could be heard. Like,
that's
freaky.
Funny.
It's a little scary.
That is scary. Mm.
I did not know that
was
existing.
Anyway, that was my fun.
Because aside from Uncle
weekend.
Fester, I really don't look like anyone.
Except Michelle Bachman. And Transvestite in a Paddy Wagon.
So these are my choices. Uncle Fester, Michelle Bachman.
Tranny Paddy.
Or Joyce DeWitt. You have a couple Joyce DeWitts.
That was uncanny. And wearing a dog collar, too. That literally is the only thing I've ever bought at a pet store.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I assume I was drag kicking and screaming into said pet store, and I saw that red collar, and I thought, I like it.
Perfect.
I would have liked to have seen the look on the clerk's face when they're like, what kind of dog? No, it's for me.
Oh, no, I sold it like I had a dog.
Oh, okay.
I know when to pretend to be a pet lover.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to get away with my feelings about animals in a PetSmart. Ooh. I'll be shot. The villagers will come in.
They will.
Right.
That's a good point.
Find out I shit
really
the bed.
They'll make you shit the bed.
You know, they make medicine for that.
Or corks.
Or
corks. Yeah, there's so many,
you should have
many
seen
different
the,
ways to
should have
stop.
Seen the monkey trying to put the cork back in. Oh, oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So anyway, Al, now that we've moved on to you, or
monkey
are we done?
I've basically been a shut-in with occasional meals. Like I've done nothing this week, really. In between, I've gone out for lovely, fun meals.
When did we go to brunch?
We did Sunday brunch.
We did?
I just did dinner.
Where did we do that brunch?
Sunday.
Where?
Oh, Fez. Oh, yeah. I heard you ended up in a blackout later.
Oh, I think
I saw
that.
I can only get you to, like, 3 p.m.
We...
Yeah.
What time was that brunch?
One. We were there for 2.5 hours.
Were we?
Yeah. Long
wow. Then okay. Then I know went home and then I went to Stacy's.
No,
was...
you went. I left you at. I left you at a bar.
Uh oh.
Which bar?
That's why I'm a bad mommy. No, at Stacy's. You were going.
Oh,
into
you were there.
Look
so there
at
was
the
no
air conditioning.
Home.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the story that I was forced to believe as I rode away, chin up.
Well, I did.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Because I was.
You think?
No.
Maybe.
No, because I actually went up on the rooftop.
That sounds safe.
Oh. Clop, clop, clop. Right?
Cut to them having all new air conditioning working perfectly now. So
that had nothing to do with you being on the roof.
I guess I verified two deads.
Oh,
two dead.
Two dead, one wounded.
It's like a mass
man
shooter.
Down. Man
yes.
down.
Well, then we cut to, I was unaware that I was dancing to Pebbles. Don't blame her. I'm not blaming her at all. Look at me, Katie.
Trying to throw Pebbles under the bus for your misadventure.
Yeah. No. Or the Mercedes boy.
But remember Pebbles? Didn't Pebbles used to have the tranny, the really hot black guy, dance in her videos, and then he was all over Donahue because he got the sex change?
Mm. Was that the
too
tranny
obscure?
In the Patty?
Too obscure?
No, I don't know. Well, I know.
Because remember there was the...
Only we know Donahue. Nobody else younger.
He was a lovely, actually a very, very, very hot black guy.
Hmm.
He did Pebbles videos. He did Jody Watley videos. Videos, and he did them all to pay for his sex change operation.
Oh, that would
make
sense.
Let's Google it.
And then he ended up, but I think Pebbles is the one that he was
I seriously, you could put a gun to my head. I couldn't come up with one Pebble song besides Bam Bam, and I don't think that's right.
No, there's right in my Mercedes boy.
That's him.
Okay, there's Mercedes boy, and Mercedes then there's girlfriend.
Boy. That's right. Pebbles Mercedes boy dancer.
Yep.
It's
yep.
actually the first thing when you type in Pebbles that comes up.
And then did he had a sex change.
Mercedes
he did the clop and chop
boy.
Up on the rooftop.
Clop, clop, clop. Down through the chimney. I don't know. Wow. I hope YouTube doesn't catch us right. as a copyright. Really
they fun. Won't be able to tell with
probably
that.
Probably not. Not with that off-pitch version. And your
no, mother, you are right on key, darling. I've been drinking.
Sure, he's an authority.
Taylor Swift of you.
He's an authority on that.
So what did you do? Besides a blackout and a rooftop adventure with Santa.
Dancing, and then there was an attempt to clean a camera lens high above Charlie's at one point. That was another thing that I have to work on tomorrow.
High above Swingo Celebrity Downtown Lodge.
That's
not a real place.
Rudy Houston. Janet Jackson's former dancer also danced with Pebbles on Soul Train. First appeared in Solid Gold Dancer. Now is a woman.
And that's Wikipedia.
I do like a concise story. They had a thing about
and he went on Sally. Actually, it says
yeah.
Whereabouts currently unknown.
Yeah.
Nor does he have legal representation.
Yeah, just saying, a lawyer. Nobody knows about a lawyer. So they were talking about Liberace and how fucking stupid people are. Then we'll get to that. But that people thought he might be straight.
Clinton, could you just be quiet?
Yeah, could you just calm down?
I'm terribly sorry.
It's Al's show.
But Sherry, Sherry Johnson, what's her name on Sherry Shepherd?
Yes.
Same thing. Sherry Johnson, as we'll call her for legal reasons.
She's born.
She was on The View, and she was talking about...
Unintentional racist. I'm sorry.
If you've seen The Good Girl, I should follow it with, that's my slave name. So anyways... She was talking about like stupid people and Liberace. She's like, but I did the same thing. She's like, Sherry Shepherd and I are like a week apart. We have like almost the same birthday. So she was like, when I was little, I used to watch Soul Train. She's like, I'd watch those black guys come dancing down the line. And I thought, woo, they can dance. And I realized they're homosexuals, dear. And it was like straight out
apparently,
of
apparently, what's his name? Rudy Johnson?
Rudy Houston.
Yeah,
Houston.
And that was one of them. But she was so funny. And she just like... Turns out he was homosexual, but I mean, I forget how funny surprising. She can be and how much I can spit on camera.
She is funny.
Did you see that come out?
Say it, don't spray it.
Oh, I know.
Give like us the news, not the weather.
It was like a TV test for the love of Jesus.
Where did that come from?
It was the news, not the weather.
All of a sudden, you're a morning show.
I love it. I love it.
That's fantastic.
What's the weather, Ollie? It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
You should cue up that guy in Detroit. What the fuck?
Oh my god.
What the fuck? Motherfucker down here
in the country.
We are down here in the country.
We are bugs flying in my mouth.
Country ass
motherfucker.
My god, we are off and running.
I think we shit the bed.
Already.
It's so convenient. Oh, it is 7:23. It is Tuesday evening. You're live on or in somewhere close to us, listening, watching, and enjoying. Hopefully, part of what we're doing. We do it every Tuesday night from 7 to 10. We're going to go into a segment that we lovingly refer to as headlines. I think. Here we go, Marnie.
Okay.
A look at some headlines of actual stories that we found on the actual interwebs, and we're going to talk about it right here at Q-Talk America on a Tuesday night. A man arrested after an extra-long test drive.
A gay cure? There's an app for that.
A cat is accused of an illegal mission.
Cancerous cunnilingus. Okay.
A moose falls in love with a statue.
Sir or ma'am, may I light your fart on fire?
66-year-old man with very small penis finds out he's actually a woman.
Don't go to Starbucks and drink if you're a Christian.
Oh.
And also a landfill to be searched for horrible Atari video games.
Ta-da! These are some good headlines.
It's really not hard to find this stuff online. It's not. It's crazy that it's out there. Well, let's start with, we've had over our many months of being here. In the past, we've talked about several stories that involve animals and the different antics that some fly around after they're dead.
And God bless that particular animal.
Check out that episode. It's called The First Flying. In the past year, we talked about several stories with animals in them, and I think this one sounds similar to one that we've heard before. Well, in Moscow, some inmates in Russia's prison have been known to bribe guards and obtain cell phones in different ways. But this one may be the first time that they've used a cat as an accomplice. Guards patrolling a prison colony in Russia's northern area saw a cat on the fence, and it seemed to be carrying something. Not like upright on back legs with two paws carrying, but like it just looked a little heavier than normal. Upon a closer look, they found that a few cell phones and chargers had been taped to the cat's belly. It wasn't clear how the cat
big bone.
It wasn't clear how the cat was supposed to rendezvous with inmates to drop off its loot.
It's gooey loot.
It's a gooey gooey.
It's electronic loot. It buzzes. Near her pussy.
Well, I will if you remove that cat.
Yeah.
Jane Fonda reference. Go ahead, Martin.
Well, there is an app for a gay cure.
Thank God.
You know,
can
finally,
I download it now?
Finally. Well, I think that you can look it up now. It's it was removed from iTunes. It's not something you
can grab. I have heard about this.
Yep. But it was on Google Play. I believe. So if you need to, you can go there.
Actually, I think it's Google Play.
Girl, hey, I love it. So a new app, it claims to offer a 60-day gay cure. So you too in 60 days. It's perfect. A lot like Jenny
Craig. I did need something to do in August. That's perfect. Yeah,
there you go. There you go. July and August right there.
Jesus.
And it's about setting captives free.
Oh. I have felt like I've been restrained.
I know. Well, you've enjoyed it, I'm sure.
Yeah. My couch has handcuffs.
Anyway.
Yeah. Unrelated to today's story.
Thank you. It was awkward.
She was not sure where to go there.
For just a minute.
Oh,
there's that.
I shit the couch.
So convenient.
Again. This app features ways to combat substance abuse and gambling.
Okay.
Perfect. And also teaches users how to attain sexual purity with a lesson called Door of Hope. And reading through this thing, they say that, friend, make no mistake about it, God calls homosexuality wicked and evil, not an alternative.
Matthew 19.
23.
Oh, or that.
1 through 5.
1 through 6, yeah.
6. And it goes on, allout.org is on our side, and they wanted the app removed from Google and iTunes because of what it does to, as we've talked before, kids,
the youth of America.
And one of them did immediately, but...
iTunes.
iTunes, and then Google's working on it, right?
Google Play is working on it, yes. Because there's a 23-year-old man who said he went through this door of hope.
Something else, but I get the door of hope reference.
Door of hope different.
The back door of hope, is that what it is?
Yes.
The sliding screen door of destruction, yes.
And if you have one arm, you can open that door.
That's all you need. Three fingers on the left hand.
10 years ago, this kid went through it, and the app exposed him to stories of pedophilia, demonic influences, and gay subculture that worships male genitalia. Oops, really?
It's related to my moose story coming up.
Very traumatic. And so, the board rejects this criticism. They say that they're not against or opposed to any individual or any group. Really?
Oh, no.
How do you?
Well,
do you
I can find the one group you seem to be against. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. However, exist to offer hope and help those people who want to be free from whatever's troubling them. So this door of hope really sounds like that conversion therapy kind of stuff.
Scary.
Oh, of
that
course it
really,
does.
Really frightening. Yeah. Then they don't want to. They call themselves a support group. Totally separate. But yes, as out there, anyone who needs it, there is an app for that. Just like everything
just
else.
Just like
now.
Everything
That's
else.
Right. That's right.
Well, I guess we'll pass that one off now. I'll be downloading that.
No, I don't.
Okay. I want to try it. Come on.
Well,
let's do an enjoy experiment.
Because really, you would be the litmus test, wouldn't you?
I know.
I mean, if it can do you in 60 days.
I got a hard on listening to an really overture on the way here. That's as gay as you get.
Tell that story briefly. Go ahead.
Because everything is in the cloud. So I'm riding here a short ride, enjoying my music, and all of a sudden it picks the Judy Garland Live at Carnegie Hall overture.
Yeah.
And I realized as I was, popping a tent that I love an overture. And I'm like, that's probably the gayest sentence anyone's ever said while riding a bike with a buzz.
It's almost a good overture. To me, for you, it's like a prelude to a kiss. Yeah. It really is.
I love an overture. torture.
I feel like also that should be sung. And it almost was just then.
Actually, that's part of what I'm using Katie for. I'm hosting the emceeing the Pride Gala this week, and I'm having you do a couple voiceover tracks, and I'm going to mix it in with an overture because I'm making a grand entrance.
Oh, yes, my God. Yes.
I'm excited. You won't be here because you'll be where?
I'm going to be at Idina with Al.
Oh, Idina
with
Al.
Not with Al, but with Al.
I'm sure there's an overture there.
If anyone has a free
that's
ticket
a tent
out there,
popping experience,
I think.
I'm going to expect a full
there's tickets available. Do you want me to get you one?
Pop and tent.
Possibly.
I'm kind of sitting alone, so I'd be happy to have you sit alone near me.
How much are they? And I'm being like, how much do they even run? I didn't even look.
We'll work it out.
No, that's not my point. I was curious.
I don't know. I don't know. I'll find out.
If you would, because Aaron's going to be out of town, and that would just.
It's going to be.
Piss Aaron off that you could go to a concert?
Oh, we're on camera.
No.
No.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yes. All right. Yes. Yeah. I'll work on that. Make it home.
Well, I wish I could, but I'm unable to attend.
Yes.
But let's jump a border to our east and go to Alamogordo, New Mexico.
Oh, it's lovely there.
Well, listen to this.
It's a big town.
They have a landfill. Mm-hmm. Mexico City Commission agreed to allow a Canadian studio to search a landfill where old, terrible Atari games are rumored to be buried. Alamogordo commissioners decided last week that they will allow a company called Fuel Industries to search the landfill for games, according to the Alamogordo Daily News. One sought-after cartridge, the E.T. video game, which is thought by some to be among the worst video games ever produced in the history of man.
Oh.
Atari apparently paid Steven Spielberg tens of millions of dollars to license the wildly popular 82 movie's name, and the dud of the game caused the troubled company's worth to sink even further back in the day. The game has since developed some sort of a cult following. The rumored Atari graveyard has long been a fascination of some who consider the commercial flop a part of the video game history. It is believed that 9 semi-trucks full of E.T. games and other Atari toys were buried in southern New Mexico landfill back in 1983. The Alamogordo commissioner, Jason Baldwin, says that he played the extraterrestrial game and it was truly terrible. There are listings on eBay for this game that ran anywhere from $1 up to $30. Fuel Industries, a multimedia company, has been given 6 months to search the landfill, and the company also hopes to document the search in some sort of a film.
What the fuck do we keep screwing with New Mexico for? Land of enchantment and toxic waste and the occasional nuclear bomb drop.
Roswell. Helium. Isn't that where all the helium, depleted helium fields
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I wasn't just there. You can't observe it.
If you've ever had the pleasure of going to southern Utah and driving through Salina, as they insist on pronouncing it, I don't know why we have to anglicize everything, but Salina is another one.
Yeah, weird. That's embarrassing.
Salina down through Monument Valley. This is the most beautiful, it's
Monument
so
Valley. Really fantastic.
So pristine, so beautiful that we dropped it. We dropped a nuclear bomb on it.
Well, there's that.
We had to nuke it.
Okay.
And, everything in New Mexico, I know it's barren and there's only 6 people. Take it to Wyoming. No, I'm just kidding. Because that looks lovely,
that's
too.
Ugly.
Let me see if Wyoming's listening right now.
Not anymore.
You might want to move.
It was nice having you.
But I always, every time there's some, pristine, untouched piece of land, why do we have to, fuck the shit out of it and bury our Atari toys. Send that shit to space.
Recycle. Yeah. It's all plastic. That drives
me nuts. Send it to space so that it'll just come crashing right back down.
Fuse it together and sell it at MoMA, for the love of God. There's some,
right? Oh, my God. Yes.
Some old white lady drunk on Chardonnay is going to buy it.
I'm not sure what the hell
joking.
That was.
I'm sorry. Are the voices in my head audible to all of you now?
I didn't know everyone could hear that.
All right, Marty. Go ahead, babe.
Well... The idea that cunnilingus can give you cancer
is really horrifying.
Really terrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, the next time I say, it gives me a lump in my throat, I don't know. That could be diagnosed.
One's going to take us a while, so be ready.
Oh.
Can I go make a drink?
Yeah,
I'm going to go because I can hear you in studio.
Yeah, this is half of my entertainment section.
I'm sorry.
No, it's perfect. That we waste your time with it.
Let it all enjoy together. We share. So Michael Douglas came out and stated that he got cancer, throat cancer, from oral sex, and he was quoted as attributing this illness to that HPV human. I'm going to pronounce it wrong.
Papilloma virus.
Thank you. And without warning and wanting to get too specific, he says this particular cancer is caused by HPV, which actually comes from Cunnilingus. And later on that week, he denies saying
no,
that.
No, no, no. His publicist did.
His publicist
he never did. His publicist tried to backtrack.
The way that I read it was that no, he it was said, his, it was no,
his,
no, no, no,
it
no.
was his publicist, and then it was the London Observer. Like, who's the mm-hmm. newspaper? Mm-hmm. It was a British newspaper, and they had, luckily, they taped it. They didn't do it. So they just played it. They're like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, here it is.
You
this
said
happened.
This. Right. Don't make us sound like we're putting words in your mouth. And then now.
Or anything else in your mouth.
Sanjay Gupta. Is that a dirty word or a person's
CNN,
name?
From CNN.
You're correct, CNN.
I can never tell. Yeah. he was saying that this is the most common, now this is the most common way to get this oral cancer. And again, because I've been a shut-in, I was watching The View, mm-hmm. and Whoopi Goldberg was smart enough to like say, there's women that should be worried about this,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
Like woman-to-woman contact. Yeah. Because now if I, and I did not do my research on this, and I really should have, but HPV mm-hmm. is not based on, like, dirty partners. It's based on, like, numbers of partners.
Yeah,
you can. Like, women don't contract it because you slept with the wrong person. Like, you can be married in a committed relationship, sure. and it's just how often you have... It's like a numbers mm-hmm. game that eventually you just... This virus no, just works its way up. And
but
that
I didn't get. According to Michelle Bachman, it causes mental retardation.
Mm-hmm. But that's... And you that's said it.
Lie.
You said it on this
By
show.
By the way, that's a
You're
diagnosis.
Quoting, right.
Uh-huh, and a quote.
So, but now what I'm saying is that they keep selling this for, like, young people.
Right.
Because
right,
they
right.
want you, they want to get it early, get it into the Gardasil. System.
Well, this was that whole thing in Texas where they wanted to pass a law or did pass the law. I don't remember that Rick
Perry.
Thank you. Governor wanted to or did pass. That all kids had to get this. That's where the Bachman quote came
from. I thought
from.
That kids don't have sex, so it doesn't matter.
No.
When you're in Texas, you don't have sex before marriage.
Right.
Right, yeah.
But it was something where 13-year-olds, they were saying, like, at the age of 13, whatever, the families had to get their
girls. It doesn't matter, though, because I know immunized. People that got the Gardasil shots and still okay. have contracted HPV.
Okay.
And I also...
Well, no vaccine is 100%
of right, right, right. But I also... I don't... Thing.
But one of the ways they were selling it wasn't saying, like, we're not saying your daughter's a whore
right.
and she needs to get the HPV virus. What we're saying is that it's a numbers game.
Mm.
And just because of how much – and like I said, I never looked that up to find out if that was true, but that was the, that
so
was the
song
they were
So here's what I think – and here's what I have understood from my friends who have it, and I actually have a number of friends who have it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it has
it's
become
– It's very, very, very common. It's very, very common.
And I have friends that are, like, slutty and have it and friends that are really prude have it.
And
you know,
you
what I mean?
Know who you are.
Would you yes. like to yes. call out any names? Because you've done that before on this show.
But that's why I'm saying that.
Please.
And maybe Harrison can back us up in the chat room if she knows more about this.
What I've heard
it's a numbers game.
What
and it's
I think
just
is that it's not,
partners.
It's what I understand is that it's not like how many times you have sex with a different person, but what my understanding is that it can come from anybody, and you could not know. It could be dormant for years and
oh,
years
yeah,
and
yeah.
years.
And it's like shingles. Stress.
You could have had sex with two people.
Right.
And the first person that you had sex with, and men are the carriers.
Right.
And they
no, they're
don't
both carriers,
exhibit
but they,
symptoms.
Not always. Right.
Men
except
don't
for
necessarily.
Throat cancer. Right.
Right.
So then we just backtrack it a little bit. Yeah. God damn it, I forgot my thought. But it's like.
But
it's like warts.
It can lie dormant for a
really
long time.
Oh, no. It's
really
like shingles. It can lie dormant.
Yeah,
and so
like
Michael
warts.
Douglas, he was saying he thought because his oldest child or his son mm-hmm. that's a drug addict and may or may not
right.
be dead, I can never remember. He was
right,
you should add
he
him to the
Eric.
Death den.
His name is Eric.
His
and
Eric.
He died.
He mm-hmm. died. So he was saying that he thought it came on because
den.
Of the stress. The stress.
But it's a threat
with
the
my newfound speech impediment
of the cunnilingus.
Exactly. I 60 right. days. I got 60 days to get over this.
There's an app for that.
There's an app for that. So he thought it was the stress that caused the cancer because people think that all the time because of that disease shit.
Right.
You're not at ease with your body, so you're going to get cancer. Fuck you. I hate that. Fuck you. Where's the camera? Hate that shit. People get cancer. But what they were mm-hmm. saying was what the stress did was it activated, like okay. shingles does,
sure.
it activated this thing that's been lying dormant. So this HPV virus, that's what it needs.
Right,
it lies dormant. It doesn't do any harm. You're,
right.
you know, and then all of a sudden you add stress to it, and all of a sudden this HPV virus now has a chance to, like, just attack the whole body.
I must say, so far, so good then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my worry was, if this is something that's...
Thank you.
Because lesbians and breast cancer have higher
sure,
rates.
Absolutely.
They have a higher mm-hmm. rate. They don't have children. There's a tendency towards smoking.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of the environmental factors that sure. lead to breast cancer. Isn't this something that they should put on the radar then? If
right.
oral
agree.
Throat cancers are, you know...
And I'll be honest with you, I didn't realize
because I don't know a lot about
that.
Lesbian right. deadbeath, but I think... think that's how y'all get there.
Right.
That's the train y'all take in, isn't it? The Cunnilingus Express? With the pips.
She's leaving.
On that midnight papilloma train to work.
On that papilloma train to Georgia.
I know you did.
All right, going straight to hell.
Oh, straight to hell. Oh, well, let's go
straight
north.
To hell.
Let's go a little bit north of
Arizona.
So,
did we solve anything there? Because I think we should.
I don't think so. What would you like to solve? We'll solve that in yours.
I think everyone do that as your research. If you hear this at some point, just find out, because I want to say it's a numbers game. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, being a whore has nothing to do with HPV. It's a numbers game.
Well,
like,
you could have sex once and contract it.
No, what I'm saying is it's repeated use of the organ. It's like.
I get it. I don't know if that's right.
I don't know either, but that's how they were selling it in the Michelle Bachman days.
For legal purposes, we'd also like to remind you all that Al Perkins works in a 13-story restaurant.
Right, and I'm saying I know nothing. Like, I'm completely admitting I know absolutely nothing.
Do not eat
this. I don't know how to use Google.
Don't eat the food at that restaurant.
Knowledge is...
If you're hungry, go somewhere else.
Knowledge is power, and I am not a superhero.
Don't get a salad.
Knowledge is used sparingly on this show. Let's go a little bit north of Arizona to Grand Lake, Colorado. Well, you know, spring is in the air and love is in the air, and somebody in town just put a new statue of a male moose in the middle of the front yard. And according to KUSA-TV, the owner says, well, there's a moose that's been visiting that's not very shy.
That's a bull moose standing right there in the cabin across the street. He's the one that comes by every morning.
Recently, a stranger has been roaming this neighborhood.
He's not too shy.
Shy, he is not.
There's two things he wants to do. And one of them is eat.
To understand what the other thing is to see this moose statue. It was installed in front of this house less than a week ago.
Well, this has only been up since last Monday.
And it's not just the neighbors who have taken notice.
The strange thing is he's trying to mate with a statue. They're both male.
Suffice to say, the moose and the statue have become Grand Lake's latest tourist attraction.
He's in love. He's nuzzling and he kisses and he licks him and he walks around and then he gets on top of him.
Still, let it be known that a moose is loose.
Keep it up, Moosey.
After all, who are we to tell him how and who to love?
I say what happens in Grand Lake stays in Grand Lake.
I like her the best.
I like that guy laughing. You just got a kick out of himself.
When he makes the comment, he's trying to mate with another moose, and there's a pause. They're both male.
Up the butt, Bob. Up the butt.
Oh, good stuff.
Oh, my God. But if you watch it, literally go to any news and say, you know, Google in Moose Falls in Love, and you will find the video.
You'll see a picture of me, like, number two.
But literally, there's somebody erected this big, large statue of a moose in their yard, and this other moose just walks around and says hi and nuzzles him and walks around and eats and then attempts to...
Amorous.
Yes.
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 He erects it? Yeah. Is that what you said?
Mounts, whatever.
Mounts something?
Yes.
Yes, are we ready?
Mm.
Well,
are we ready? Are we ever?
Are we set? So there's this gentleman in Florida, I believe.
Oh, we have a lot of Florida
because that's
stories.
Weird and unusual. And he was accused of taking pictures of women's skirts.
What?
Yeah,
I never just heard of that.
Walking around taking pictures.
Not in Florida.
Right? I know.
No, I won't hear of it.
Keep in mind, it's a British guy. It's a British guy.
Oh, did he shit the bed?
And he says. But he wasn't doing that. Maybe he's trying to light a fart.
Oh.
Right?
Your English accent is
really?
Worse than mine.
Oh, mine is so bad.
So bad.
So bad.
I feel like I should make Benny Hill's
but
theme.
But I appreciate the first line they have on here is his alibi stinks.
Oh. British humor.
It's good stuff. I like it.
Bad pun.
Anyway, yeah, that's what, instead of trying not to get arrested, he said that that's what he could have been doing.
could have, but wasn't.
Placing unidentified objects under women's skirts. The prosecutor said that he was trying to... it said that he was trying to take a photo. Maybe I was just trying to light this fart. It could have been a joke. Maybe someone says, I bet you a fiver if you light her fart. Yes.
Come on, baby, light my fart.
These are real people.
Yeah, gaseous emissions are now what we're... He was found guilty.
No.
I know. It didn't hold up.
Was there photographic evidence?
They couldn't follow the scent.
Oh.
God.
The only sad thing about growing up gay is I never tried to light my farts.
What is that sad? How is that sad?
Because you know straight boys are always sad. Doing it.
Oh, yeah, my brother definitely
but
tried.
But I'm curious. I'm fart curious.
You still can. You got time.
No, I like the optimism, Katie. You still can.
You go for it, boy.
That's not the youth I want to cling to.
Right?
Oh.
So,
Clayton, you like to cling to youth. Hug?
You're funny.
Is there a better word?
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Anyway, so needless to say, if you have a skirt on, Katie Jones.
I am aiming higher. Yes. You all know that.
And sometimes I do. And perhaps gaseous emissions.
Good.
Gaseous
beware.
Sounds like a Bette Midler song all of a sudden.
From gaseous emissions.
Sophie Tucker stories.
The world is stinky and
suffering for silent gas emissions. Well, first we're going to check your hearing.
So Tyler has learned that vaginas give you cancer.
Run, stay away from them. Oh yeah, you do.
And watch out for
God
moose.
God bless Tyler. That's a hard moose. Poor moose. Which moose though?
I don't know.
I got to go kill that bottle of wine. Okay. I'm not going to die of natural causes.
Go ahead. Are we ready? Let's stay in Florida because so much tragedy happens in the old Florida.
It really does.
And by the way, if anybody's listening from Florida, please send us an email and tell us what the fuck is wrong with your state.
And or send us an email once a week with these good fucking stories.
Good stuff.
God bless you.
A Bellevue, Florida man was arrested after being gone a little too long while test driving a truck from a used car lot in Bellevue, Florida. The Ocala Star Banner reports 67-year-old Lloyd Kraft asked to test drive a red 1997 Ford truck on Friday afternoon, because that's what you do on a Friday. He gave the Prestige auto salesman his phone number, let him make a copy of his driver's license, and gave him his home address. When Kraft left the lot with the truck, the salesman followed him until he lost sight of the truck somewhere in traffic, which I've never heard of, a chase vehicle in traffic. As Kraft drove across town and through southern Marion County, the employee spotted him again. However, he quickly lost sight again as Kraft drove away. Then the salesman realized the phone number Kraft provided didn't work and the address was a vacant house.
Aww.
Well, after 3 hours, because you wait 3 hours, 3 hours, the employee called Bellevue Police to report the truck missing. Short time later, a Marion County Sheriff's deputy spotted the truck and detained Kraft until police arrived. According to an arrest report, Kraft told authorities he took the car for a test drive, but coincidentally, he was doing some work and planned on returning the truck later. Deputies found tools and lumber that belonged to Kraft in the bed of the truck. Well, it gets better. He called his ex-wife to pick up the items before the police took the truck. Well, that got him into even more trouble because the deputies checked the ex-wife's driver's license and learned that she had a domestic violence injunction against Kraft, which meant that he should not have even been in contact with her in the first place. So in addition to Grand Theft Auto, Kraft is charged with violation of domestic violence injunction for protection. The ex-wife was allowed to take the items from the truck and the vehicle was then returned to the car lot. Kraft told the newspaper it was an, quote, honest misunderstanding. He said he kept the truck longer than he should have, but he added that he told the salesman he was going to be gone for quite a while. He said he even put $10 worth of gas in the vehicle and was about to stop for cigarettes when he was stopped. Kraft said that he gave the wrong phone number because he forgot some of the digits and just added a few in to make it sound good. And by the way, he added he also gets along with his ex-wife. I wasn't going to steal anybody's truck. At press time, legal representation was unclear.
May I just?
Yeah. You may just.
Age before beauty. I'll go second.
Thanks. Fuck off.
Go ahead, Mar.
Well, I was just curious. When did Chris Brown and Rihanna get the new names? Is that something new? Kraft?
Well played.
Hidden Valley and Kraft. We'll just call it
Sudden Valley.
Sudden Valley. That's go ahead, Alfred.
Beauty was it?
I'm sorry, but Grand Theft Auto over a 1997 Ford truck. Maybe let's just say we stole a car.
Yeah,
I think we're getting a little fast and loose with grand on this one.
Well, now I mean, if that were your vehicle, you'd be pissed off.
Yeah. But seriously,
come on.
But I think it's very rather ballsy. You go test drive a truck because you got a project to do.
By the way, it's kind of like the Home Depot kind of thing,
right?
You know, like
but they don't.
It's worth the same as a VCR at this point. A 1997 Ford. What are you going to get for it?
Well,
careful.
$65.
Yeah, be real, real careful.
I don't know.
You're moving
it's
soon.
That Kelly, I mean, let's Kelly Blue Book.
And
this
I got
shit.
A 61 Dodge. It's going to help move you. So yeah. Care, careful.
No, now we're into classic territory.
No, he's okay with classics.
Now, when you're into good historic, recovery, okay when you get the same license plate that says historic vehicle, the value goes up.
Okay,
we're at. 1997 Tina Ford. Turner's career yeah. Ford.
Now, in fairness, it was a 3/4-ton truck. It wasn't a basic half-ton. It was an F-250.
That changes it.
Now it's a Blu-ray VCR combo. DVD.
DVD.
I'm guessing on my technology.
It's a medium theft auto.
Right. But I think grand is really
pushing auto.
And I think it's funny. It's a 3/4-ton truck. It means it has a big V8 in it, and he's driven it for 3 hours and put $10
through
the gas.
I just did the math. That's 1,500 pounds. That's almost as much as I weigh. Settle down.
Well, not according to the... So if we hide you as a Grand Theft Al,
right?
That's a good point. I like it.
Settle down.
Well, I love talking about Christianity with Al.
I know I do and, too. Matthew
you know,
18
with you guys in general, but with Al,
yeah.
And the idea of Starbucks. I mean, you know, because Mr. Perkins does appreciate the coffee as well.
It's the evil empire, but I go anyways. I have no power.
By the way,
no power.
Starbucks, I don't think is an evil empire. I mean,
I
that's
also
the,
don't.
The owner. Do you remember
the CEO
Howard Schultz?
Right?
Yeah. Say again.
Howard Schultz.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I tried.
Howard Schultz came out for.
I tried to do like
you go to hell
4 out of 5 times.
You go to hell and you go to hell and
you go to hell because we're
lots
supporting
of local
this.
Support. Starbucks yep. supports their communities, pays livable
they,
wages,
they
and provide
wages.
Health insurance.
Yeah.
Right. They just
absolutely.
They just kill mom and pop shops. That they did in Hillcrest and San Diego
but as
specifically.
Long as they're not
but
being
I've come
assholes,
to forgive them.
Good coffee also.
Yeah, good coffee.
But I mean,
we're
keep
not
in mind what
lie.
They do. And I mean, if you're just making a buck, you know, around every corner, then that's different. But
and
they are
on
every
corner. Cheese and rice.
Well, I just want to get one hand on the cross on this one. Because that's all I can. I mean, seriously, it's right. a lie. Because
the pinky is on the cross.
I mean, there's a Starbucks gift card in my wallet. I can't go higher than like 2 fingers on the top of the cross.
I'm hanging on. Yeah. This conservative activist,
Estivist?
I think, an evangelical pastor, David Barton, says there's no way a truly righteous Christian can drink Starbucks beverages.
But I think it was more like, there's no way!
No way!
No way!
I say praise Jesus!
Praise him!
Not a way!
Praise him! Praise him! He has risen indeed!
Can a Christian give money to a group he knows will use to attack what God supports? If you know when you buy a cup of Starbucks, 5, 10, 15 cents is going to be used to defeat marriage! Can you do that? The answer is no.
Oh my God.
You know, you gave
this sermon, I think.
I liked it.
It was on Sunday.
Well, you know she's an ordained minister.
I am.
Yeah, you are.
I changed this up a little bit, just a little.
But I have to.
It's your go-to sermon.
Deeper voice for radio.
Yeah. I have to agree with them, though. Like, if you are truly against all these things, just like Chick-fil-A mm-hmm. with us.
Sure.
If these are the people that outrage you and are, I'm going to say. Yeah.
I was,
that's one less person in front of me in line.
Exactly. Get your fuck out of my way.
Get out of the way.
I'm just going to point while you're holding your Bible. Excuse me. They support gay marriage and all kinds of shit you don't want. Can you get out of my way?
We love gays.
Can I get my coffee first?
Yeah.
I am in a bit of a hurry.
Yeah.
We don't like you. Stop your protesting.
Because I have a gay agenda to get to.
Yeah. I've got a gay agenda. Two more people for a toaster oven.
Well, I completely agree with you. And that's actually where I was going with this. I love it. Evangelical pastors and that whole kind of thing with people, praise Jesus and all that. Fuck off. They drive me nuts and they, you know, they're usually so far. Just so far out there. But this actually kind of made sense. If you, what we've talked about before, if you don't believe in something, then don't go.
Right. I agree.
I mean, it is what it is. So,
and Starbucks is very clear. And he stood up. This is our guy, right?
Yeah. He stood up in the shareholders meeting.
And said, I'm sorry if your shares dropped a couple points, but
no,
look at all the good we're doing.
No, they did not drop.
He said to his board members,
where else are you going to get
like
this much?
Right.
Get
no,
out.
They didn't drop. No, the thing was, we're pretty sure that what you got was pretty good. So if you think you can make enough money.
He stood up and said, we're all paraphrasing.
Phrasing the same thing.
Right.
I was looking for it. I thought I had it on here, sorry. I was looking to see because I was actually going to play that again.
He's awesome.
He is.
This Barton guy, though, just kind of then it went too far where you learned too much about him in that little article where he said, you know, meanwhile, this guy has been a clear opponent to gay marriage, which of course would make sense for him. But in April, Barton claimed that gay marriage is unconstitutional because it goes against natural law. Yet he also compared homosexuality to the choice of smoking cigarettes and stated that same-sex marriage is similar to marriage between, you've got it, a horse and a dog. These things make sense?
Those are,
no,
yeah.
No, no,
horses
no,
and dogs, weird. But
and I, now you go to that place
male
that
moose
makes me fucking
and
crazy.
Male moose statue? Now
yes,
we no, can get on board with that. But a horse and dog, pushing it.
I mean, because that's erect.
Yeah, yes.
Ted.
Thank you.
But, Ted.
There
Ted.
Is that.
Anyway, but.
Ted's very important. Yes, but I do have, the only bad thing I will ever say about Starbucks is in San Diego, in Hillcrest, there was, and I think there was, Rich's was a gay bar. But there was a.
Rich's
further,
is a gay bar.
Yeah, further down the street, there was another coffee house, which Harrison's going to have to put on here what it was called. But the living room in Hillcrest on University was our Disneyland. Like, we I would go to San Diego, visit her. She lived at University and Park in this fabulous apartment at Casa Grande. I'm sure they called it Casa Grande to anglicize it. But we would immediately walk down to, no matter what time of day or late evening it was, we would always walk down, go to the living room, and we just made her apartment bigger. Like, that was kind of like the bigger version of her apartment, and it was called the living room, and it had big couches, it had gorgeous coffees and teas, and we would just sit there, and it was like the late 90s, and it was one of those things that kind of died with Starbucks, because Starbucks was on every corner, but here was a locally owned, and Starbucks did kill it, like they really did kill those local businesses, and there was one in New York too that is it's what Central Perk was on Friends, but it wasn't called Central Perk. And still there now, I think it's a bookstore.
Yeah.
With that staircase to nowhere. But that really was a magical time in the late 90s with Harrison and I in the coffee shop. We would meet people over the music that
and
was playing.
And I think it was the time, too, that coffee shops were really big then. But I have to say,
it was just pre-Starbucks. It really was. And then Starbucks came in and, like, drove them all out of business.
I have to agree with you and disagree with you. I agree in that people felt the same way in the late 90s. Well, the early 2000s in Flagstaff when I was in school there, and Starbucks, you know, the new Starbucks was coming into town, and we were all disappointed because we love our little this shop, we love our Macy's, and we love our, you know, all these little coffee shops, and a number of those are still going strong, like Macy's, for example. But I do have to say that I work, so Kirsten Cinema does Kirsten's Coffee Club once monthly, and we invite her constituents and supporters to come out and just have a chat and come and have coffee, and we talk once a month for an hour or so. And we do it at a local shop at any area in her district, which is huge. Encompasses.
Now, do you get to like Copper Star Coffee?
Yeah. Lux. And Copper Star has been. We do Lux a lot. We do Copper Star. We're getting really big now, so we're looking for a lot of bigger shops.
Yeah.
We just found a good
Citizens
one.
What about LGO?
We just
have great coffee.
We just
there.
Found a
that's
good
not her
one.
District, though, I don't think.
Isn't it? I thought that
you know
still
Lux
was.
Isn't either. Neither is Copper Star, but she.
I didn't realize that.
Did so much work in her legislative district was there, so we still love
I did think
48th
and Campbell was. I'm very bad with
that
all of
that. Actually might be, but regardless,
I get
there's
confused.
A big one in Chandler, and there's some great ones in Ahwatukee and up in Sunny Slope. So there are still really incredible
hillside spots.
Oh, my God. We've been there. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, that's Aaron's favorite.
It's so great.
And get the deep fried cheese.
In defense of the Hillcrest thing that I just accused them of, everything killed them. Like, that became, it got gentrified, which was the worst thing that happened to Hillcrest.
Yeah.
The gentrification came through. The straight people came through. Urban Outfitters, like, all these horrible chains came through. And they just, one by one, like,
incorporated it all.
Yeah,
to
incorporated.
The hell.
But Uncle Biff's Cookies is still there. Like, there's still a couple cute little places in Hillcrest. But the straight people killed Hillcrest. I mean, it wasn't just Starbucks.
Don't we still have a pretty good stronghold in that?
No, not at all.
Really?
No, when you go there, like, oh, look, it's gay people. I mean, the bars are still there, but the neighbors are
because I'm going
straight.
In 4 weeks, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to be taken care of pretty well in that area.
No. The gay bars are also there. Like, there's still Flicks is there.
Rich's,
the one women's
Mary's,
bar that I love.
Brass Rail. They're also there, but it's just that neighborhood.
Damn it, I can't think of
the
name
of
it.
What's that women's bar? And it's got like a clever name.
There's numbers.
The Flame?
No, I'm thinking of, there's another one that's like kind of clever. And I went there a couple years ago for a Pride convention, and I got in a huge fight with the general manager.
Google it. It's the end of hour one. We're going into hour two. A couple more headlines left. It's the show. It's Tuesday night. It's Q Talk America. I'm here with Al, Marnie, and Katie, and we'll be back just now.
The show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening once again. Welcome. It is the beginning of hour two. It's a Tuesday night. Looks, according to the atomic clock that Joe DeGanzig bought for us, it's June 4th. It is 8 o'clock straight up, and this is the show with Clayton McKee. That's me. Thank you for being here. I'm in studio as we begin hour two with Katie June, Marnie Ryer, and Al Perkins. Catch us on...
Hello!
You can catch us online at QTalkAmerica.com. We have a Facebook page. Also, we are featured in the latest issue of Ion AZ magazine. It's also available to you online and in many, many establishments here in the Central Phoenix, Tucson, and Flagstaff. But online is the quickest, easiest way to see it. We are in the middle of our headline segment. Coming up in a little while, we do have our Dr. Drew's Death Den, also Al Perkins with entertainment, Katie June with sports. We're not sure, but we think... This might be being broadcast at Apollo's.
Hey, Apollo.
Ron never texted me to let me know if that was really happening or not, so I'm not sure.
Do we have a live camera at Apollo's
to
check in?
No, we do not.
Fuck.
We
don't. What's our budget?
How rude.
We have no budget.
To see us is to believe us.
Right.
No.
No, not at all. That was a lie.
To watch me eat is to believe me.
I've seen you eat. Apparently,
to
I did
know
it Sunday.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly, Sunday.
Maybe or maybe not.
Oh, heaven's sakes alive. If you would care to, please join us in the chat room. You can type live questions to us. We don't take callers because, quite honestly, we just don't have the time. We've got far too much going on to be bothered with your phone call. So, but if you'd like to send us...
I know I'm drunk, but you remember that later because we need to have that in some part of. We need. I'll do it in the fake voice.
We have to have.
We are far too busy.
What's funny is I keep getting.
Al likes the sound of his own voice.
People have been asking.
Well, no, my disclaimers are good.
Since the article on Ion AZ came out, people have actually been asking, well, how do we join the show? How do we call it? I'm like, oh, no, we don't have
we
any
are
time.
Far too They're busy like, well, for your show, problems.
Well, you can email.
They can email, they can do
join
a chat room,
hit
his Facebook. Yeah. But the funny thing is, they're like, well, what do you do for 3 hours? I'm like, just listen. Because we fill 3 solid hours.
We just don't shut the fuck up.
We don't, ever. No. Yeah, far too busy. For your call. Got it. That's going to be another tagline. In addition to see you next Tuesday, we're far too busy to take your call.
We are far too busy to take your call right now. Right.
Oh, that's good. Oh. I nominate Marnie.
That's good. My favorite is when you call an automated place and you're trying to get to the phone system and all of a sudden it comes out and goes, we see you're having problems. Goodbye. And they just hang up on you.
And what they really should say is, fuck off.
Yeah. Your wait will be about 14 minutes. Is that okay?
Yeah. Would you like to hang up and dial back?
How would you like to hear fuck you in the same voice?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
Press 9 for drop dead.
Well, if you're having suicidal tendencies, please hang up and call somebody else.
Oh, no. Here's the
crisis line number.
On the drive to L.A. years, probably 10 years ago, driving to L.A., the people in the car with me, dear friends, Mark Martinez and Tyler Shishwerda, they told me...
We go way back.
Yeah.
...that in the church steeples along the 10, they hide cell phone towers as a way to have the church make money and take advantage of the hype.
Sure.
So I'm like... Christ on the cross, please hold. Christ on the cross, please hold. For mortal sins, press 1. For transgressions, press 2. Christ on the cross, please hold. Thank you for holding Christ on the cross.
If you've sinned, please press 1.
If you'd like to fuck children, please join the Catholic Church.
Have you been drinking on that road trip too?
Seminary.
Oh no, it requires no liquor.
Okay.
Oh, we just grease the wheels a little bit. Christ on the cross, please hold.
Please hold. Oh,
God damn, that's very, very funny.
That was one of the funniest road trips ever taken. I made someone fart down a wall. I made someone laugh so hard they actually started farting and farted down the wall.
You didn't light it on
fire. Didn't try to light it, did
you? No, because again, I missed the chance to be straight.
It's true.
Well, this is an odd story. Have you ever had one of those days when nothing really just ever seems to go right or things appear to be something different than what you always had thought they were?
Thank you.
Well, after 66 years of living and identifying himself as a man, an individual from Hong Kong visited a doctor complaining of a swollen abdomen and pain. Well, doctor discovered that the swelling was due to an ovarian cyst.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun. Oh!
Well, what happened is this makes this man a woman. The subject was...
I feel like a woman.
Yeah. Man.
Well, the subject was found to have two rare genetic disorders. One is called Turner syndrome, which affects girls and women and results from a problem with chromosomes and causes characteristics including infertility and short stature. In this case, the patient was actually 4'5" tall.
Wow.
4'5". Turner syndrome affects the chromosomes and increases male hormones, working in conjunction to result in beard growth and very small genitalia. Doctors working with the man said, were it not due to the huge ovarian cyst and him inquiring about it, they would have never realized of his condition. The patient has decided to continue identifying as a male and will take testosterone supplements, doctors added. This condition affects 1 in 2,500 to 3,000 women. I'd never heard of this before.
I have. It's...
I figured you might know something.
Hi, my name is Marnie, and I'm... Yeah.
You're kind of short.
But the,
shut up.
The list of other things that they suffer from is really...
You can look online and find that story as well. I kind of paraphrased what all they had said about it.
Hard knock life.
Yeah.
Partial absence of the second sex chromosome.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there's a whole website and...
And the bad part about it, now I didn't hear where you said this person
Hong
was
Kong,
from.
Who's a Singapore born.
Because fetal alcohol syndrome. The children, the people have such distinctive characteristics that you'd think someone would have seen it.
Oh.
Like it's one of those things where you would see it and maybe someone would have said, you're 4'5" with a little penis.
Mm. Right.
Not only are you unattractive, but you may have an issue.
I'm going to do the entire cast of Annie as the answer to Turner syndrome. God.
And nobody adopted him. go ahead, Marn.
Well, have any of you heard about this Amanda Bynes?
I've heard of her.
I've been following it pretty regularly.
Yeah, let me just pull a... I'm going to pull a Katie June right
She's
now,
the Jodi Arias of June.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, just hashtag fucking crazy.
Okay.
She's the... Did you say Jodi Arias?
Of June.
Oh.
It's a new month.
There's that.
She really is. Pretty fucking crazy.
As soon as
she
Grace was, Kelly, or what's her name? What's that bitch's name on HLN?
Oh, Nancy Grace.
Same lady.
I'm like, Grace Kelly's still dead and very pretty, not... Grace. Mm. So this Amanda Bynes was on, I always want to call it TNT, but I think it was like Nickelodeon or something.
No, Disney Channel. She's from Disney Channel. Isn't she High School Musicals and then went to...
And she did
Amanda
Hairspray?
Bynes. No, Amanda Bynes
Hairspray.
Did Hairspray.
She was in Hairspray.
She
very
was
good.
Not Disney. She was Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon.
Oh, okay.
She was
my deepest regrets.
Nickelodeon.
It was all that. It was like the show back in the 90s that used to slime people.
Oh, I remember that.
It was like that. It was like a sketch comedy for kids.
He was looking for a boyfriend.
No.
I was not watching Nickelodeon in 1990.
Maybe the 80s, Clayton. Maybe the 80s.
My apologies, sir or ma'am.
Thank
sir
you.
Or however you
All restraining
identify.
Orders have been
You're
lifted.
Taller than 4'5", so
we're
close
go
to
with,
an answer.
We're going
to
go with
to
sir.
An answer.
So I got one thing going for me.
Which is nice.
Just the one, dear.
Just the one. Next caller.
Racism.
This poor little train wreck has been just pissing everybody off right and left. And I think she claims no. She claims no, so we should all listen to her.
Okay.
No. No drugs, no alcohol. Never did it. Never. Mm. Never
Except for they found her.
Did it.
Okay.
Throwing
a bong out a window and smoking pot in the lobby of her in front of what's the trashy show? Not TNN. What's it called?
TMZ.
Right.
She's smoking pot in the lobby with TMZ taking things. She says she's getting a nose job because she doesn't like the way her nose looks in her mugshot.
Right, exactly.
At least I'm getting surgery because of the respectable magazine, Ion AZ.
Right.
We do appreciate Ion. Thank you, Ion AZ.
We do.
For pointing out all our faults. I'll be getting my eyes fixed later this week.
But
Marty Feldman called straight from heaven.
What home?
What home? I was going to say, what home?
Seriously, I don't see it.
Oh.
Falbruca! Anyway, go ahead.
So the cops come up and she throws the bong out the window, which they never found. So.
No, but I heard it hurt somebody.
Oh, I thought it hurt somebody.
I thought it hit somebody on the ground.
They never found it, so that was very interesting.
Well, okay.
Maybe
the person on the ground said, free bong.
Free bong!
Yeah, they took off.
New York City is fantastic.
It's raining bongs.
Ooh, I with it. It. Now that's a happy day
that
indeed,
is,
ma'am.
Oh, yeah, that would be a lovely thought for you. Yeah. Love that. So they go to take her in, and she leaves. She had just shaved her head down, apparently. I don't know.
Parts
Hare
of it.
Krishna.
She did the Britney. She did, like, half the head. Mm-hmm. And she did it on camera. It was all very Britney
Spears-esque. Yeah, and she puts on this really jacked-up wig, and it's all kind of side. She just looked train wreck.
Train wreck.
And then claimed that it was the police had assaulted her. And while they were doing this, that what else happened? Oh, what's his name? Perez Hilton.
Yeah.
Came out and she and made some comment about her, and she just like went off on him. You know, he's ugly and basically nobody's going to fuck him. I mean, just that she's on
this,
like, on
the new
Twitter,
wig with the bangs is nutso bajutso.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then RuPaul got involved.
And then, yes. I mean, that is a rat's nest of a wig.
Oh, it is a bad wig.
Really, really bad.
I'd say, but care for your wigs, people.
Yeah, right. What is wrong with you? Really?
Coming from a man with no hair.
Yeah. There was
no, because when I have to throw on a wig, they are ready to go.
Absolutely.
Those girls are ready to travel. Mm-hmm. Just like Sherry Johnson on The View.
She's black.
Yeah.
So yesterday, RuPaul slams Amanda Bynes after she tweets faggot in her latest rant.
I haven't heard this.
Yeah. She was, it was about People magazine. It says, "I'm not lost and alone. What the fuck are you talking about? Follow me on Twitter, you faggots," she wrote.
Oh.
The tweet has since been deleted.
Sure.
But RuPaul apparently caught
a glimpse. Hashtag whoopsie. Yeah.
He caught a glimpse of this former Nickelodeon star's message. She also went on to call RuPaul ugly, which is what she did to Perez Hilton. And
Rihanna, actually, also. She.
Oh, that's right.
She went on a Rihanna rampage.
Oh, and turns out she's in a feud with Jenny McCarthy.
And she's obsessed with Drake. The performer. She's been like, Drake, I want to...
Well, he's a good-looking boy.
She said, I want your penis to beat my vagina or something like that. Like, I want your...
Holla.
Yeah.
Train true story. Just send the same message from me. Hashtag Missy
L. If he knew how to tweet, he would do it.
You find it, you beat it.
Next caller.
Challenge extended.
That's what he said.
Oh my god.
So Bynes faggot tweet is not the only offensive message she sent out in weeks. This is where she had unleashed a rant against Rihanna, which included a racist jab.
Oh my god, this girl is on fire.
Apparently, but it was intentional racism.
This
on her part.
This girl is on fire. She said the singer was attacked by Chris Brown because she isn't pretty enough. But later claimed the tweets that they were mocked up for her. But it's been constant. Just one thing after
I think
another.
She might commit suicide and we should put her on the death den.
She's spiraling.
Oh, bad.
Hugely.
But it's only pot. According to all sources.
I think she's on like smoking that spice or something.
I think that
has bath salts. Spice writ dead.
Bath salts. She's going to eat somebody's face. But the other piece, I really think she has some... little mental. I don't know if anybody.
She was
agree
so.
Here, but
she was really talented when she was young. Right? She was funny. She was like. She was really
she was
good.
Cute.
She was super cute.
Yep. Yeah, she had a lot going for her.
She did
and
a
then
show with Jenny McCarthy, but Jenny Garth.
Yeah, Jenny Garth.
Okay.
She did. I think that's right.
She did a show with Jenny Garth. You said that she was feuding with
Jenny
McCarthy. Jenny
Garth from 90210. Yeah. I'm 60, but I'm still playing a teenager.
Yes.
She might be feuding with McCarthy, but she had the show with Jenny Garth. Right. And that was cute.
But Jenny McCarthy was on The View today.
Oh,
and she,
Jenny Garth feuding. One, it was like they were sisters.
It was cute. They were living in an apartment together in Manhattan.
I totally remember that now.
Oh, yeah. She was the younger sister. Yes.
She was so cute.
Yeah, she was cute.
Tyler from Tennessee said her wig was so Shangela in season 2 of Drag Race. And he says, it's too late to ru-pologize.
Hey. Can I get an amen?
All right. Are we wrapped up?
We're going to have to keep following her. And I think she's death then material. I'm with Katie on that.
Okay, well, we will have to keep an eye on the Amanda Bynes. Well, it is 8:14. It's a Tuesday night. And at this time, we're going to kick off what we like to call our drinking game.
A drink along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly,
You may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Our drinking phrase today, because I'm convinced I can make this happen in America, is shit the bed.
Well, shit the bed. All right, then.
Shit the bed.
And it's so convenient.
And it ties into entertainment beautifully.
Does it really?
It does.
Are we ready to go?
We are ready to go.
Well, then, by God, we should do it. Well, hang on. I got to do one little thing. We'll do it like this right now. Woo!
I did it! Neil Patrick Harris to host the Emmys, and I'm thinking every award show that comes in the next 15 years. Arrested Development is now officially the funniest thing that I've ever seen in my life. Will Smith's movie tanks, and why does his son need a career? Are they broke? I respond to a movie recommendation of someone on the panel. I saw every mediocre movie ever made. Bruno Mars has a sad day. Hannibal's renewed. Cheerios goes nuts, and HBO comes through again. And digitaltheater.com is why you'll never see me again in public.
All right.
Okay.
Let's start with the things that weren't on that list that I barely care about, but I have to go to. First is singer and former Glee star, great voice, mm-hmm. but seriously, turning yeah. disease. Who needs a midget? Anyways. Right. I got.
Oh my God!
This
she
right.
really has Turner's yeah. disease.
No, I'm just no. kidding.
Oh,
but
Jesus! Now she's sure I was googling it, and it yeah. looks really yeah. it's tragic.
No, she but a lovely voice. She's just one of those people that just because you can hit that note doesn't mean you should. But now she's a Filipino lesbian, which I guess is rare in nature.
Oh, she's gay.
She mm-hmm. just came out, yeah, and I guess there was some.
There was. I just saw it online.
I'm thinking that if she was more famous, TMZ would have handled whatever it was that her manager or personal assistant said about fucking her. Or trying to get oral cancer from her.
That'd
if that's
be
the phrase.
Wow. Yeah.
So she was forced to come out. And again, I don't think anybody cared. But she tours with David Foster. And she does all kinds of stuff. She's an international celebrity. But I guess the big deal is her Filipinoness. Filipino-ness. Yeah. I guess that's the big deal is because culturally this is a big sure. deal.
It's one of my besties is a gay Filipino.
There,
you know Justin Unga.
Yeah.
And he
yeah.
loves yeah. this.
So I don't know a lot about their culture except for they'll bring you food at school and at work. So, and they're
unintentional racist.
Yeah.
Actually, and Filipinos, I believe, tend to be musical. Leah Salonga is Filipino.
And there's a lot of nurses.
And she is.
I'm still trying to figure out Sam Suey. That's what I'm still on the ship
he's
for.
Like the Tiger Woods. I think we got ourselves a Mariah Carey. It's all the colors of the rainbow.
Yeah.
So she's gay.
Filipino is pretty. Oh, and they love karaoke.
They
my
love...
friend dated a Filipino.
That's a good a point.
Yep. There's a reason why it's an Asian name.
still racist.
Yeah, that
not
that,
changing.
That came out way worse than it.
He's not changing his tune
on the playback. You'll really enjoy that one, I'm sure.
Well, but turns out I've got to get rid of this advertisement to get to the page. But Neil Patrick Harris is set to host the Emmys in September. No,
oh, the Emmys. I'm sorry, my bad.
He is hosting the Tonys, and he has been such a hit. The ratings for CBS, and I have to tell you, the Emmys. They're because I'm obsessed with TV. They're an obligation for me. They are one of the four that I consider my least favorite.
So it's like Academy Awards is the top, right?
Yeah,
and then
the same thing as the Oscars, right? Academy Awards and Oscars.
Yes. Oh, yeah,
I think
thing.
It's weird that they have two different names.
No,
but
they've just adopted that because it's someone said it looked like my Uncle Oscar in like the 20s or 30s, and since then it's been called the Oscars, and that's just the way to make it sound less pretentious.
Okay.
Gets people in.
Yeah,
the list is
Academy Awards.
Oh, if we want to get into baseball, the most important day of the year is the Academy Awards. The second most important day is the Academy Award nominations, and then we lower from there.
Okay,
like,
to what?
Kennedy Center Honors is somewhere in there.
Yeah, we're at like five or six by the Kennedy Center Honors, but it's
Seriously.
The Tony Awards are number 3.
Good.
The Emmy Awards are number 4. The Emmy Award nominations are like number 5. Golden Globes are good. SAG is good. We're all in that top 7.
Kennedy Center Honors are
BAFTA's so like, in there somewhere. He doesn't give a shit, though, about the daytime Emmys.
No, I just watch to see lesbians win, because that's usually
that's where they're gonna, they that's do. Where they're going to get their
but the,
do, their
the
day
best part about this
sun.
Is that Neil Patrick Harris, who is just...
And just on Letterman the other night, I watched it.
So... And if you haven't, there is, you can find him. And I spent one Halloween in New York, because sometimes I don't leave the hotel room in New York. And he did Live from the San Francisco Orchestra with, I want to say, Kelsey Grammer. No. It was Patti LuPone and the original, the second, Gene Barry from La Cage aux Folles. It was Patti LuPone, Gene Barry, and Neil Patrick Harris doing, and it's available on video because I own it, Sweeney Todd. And it was genius. And it was a musical concert of that event. They showed it on Halloween in New York City on PBS. It's available on video. He is so phenomenally talented. And that's who I originally saw in Rent in L.A. as Mark. He was Mark.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. Who is that?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, my God, yes.
So, I have been...
Love.
I have been whacking off to this boy with a hand towel and a bit of lotion for a long time. And the world is finally catching up to what I do in private.
Thank God there's no cameras. Us. Right, you tell us.
I'm not going to pretend it's a secret.
Jesus.
I seem to have lost the chat room again. I keep blaming other people, but it's me who keeps leaving. And QTalk.com is not what we're on. So we'll find y'all later. Hello.
So Harrison's been Filipinas.
Okay. Now my favorite.
Oh my God, who said that?
Harrison.
Awesome, Harrison. I love it.
Phillip's penis. They're very popular. Now, Will Smith, who I don't understand. I assume he has money.
Well, he should.
And I don't think he's a Pakistani cab driver. They're not online, are they? Because
stand by.
But why do your children need to work? Like, settle. Yeah, that is intentional.
Because they're intentional. Well, maybe they're Christian or they're Scientologists. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
No, but there is a new rumor that he's been a closet Scientologist this entire time.
No, I don't think it's been closeted, right?
No,
they're like besties. Oh my God, they're like super besties with John Travolta and Kelly Preston.
No, I was under the impression that this was a new secret.
It's not new.
Oh.
If I knew about it.
I have to tell you, I didn't. I knew
what,
that
like
they were
you live under a rock
that.
Or something?
Well, I don't think that maybe. Yeah, maybe
I
do.
You're more in tune than I had no fucking clue.
I had no idea that they were part of that cult.
I did know that Jamie Lee Curtis was a hermaphrodite. But go on.
Allegedly. Mm. But somebody swears they worked at that hospital. Well, I know somebody who swears they worked at the hospital when they made a choice. Yeah. But I'm like, she's 50. You did not work there because you're not 90. Yes.
Was she born in Hong Kong? Because
right,
we had a story
exactly.
earlier.
Okay. So anyways, so what they did was, and I checked the poster yesterday. I did not go see this movie because, and Will Smith, I come and go with him. Sometimes I'm okay.
I loved him in Fresh Prince. Like, I was into that show. It was totally my time TV watching, but I could.
Oh,
I
get for Men in Black.
There's a lot of people fun. I can't forgive for Independence Day. Like, there's a whole list of people that cannot be forgiven
that other
for
good,
Independence
he
Day.
He did a good movie, though, about him being like a poor homeless guy.
With his son.
Yeah. And that was good.
Pursuit of
Which
happiness.
Is Pursuit of Happiness.
Now, I get you want to cast someone who kind of looks like you to play the role. You want to spend time with your child. But now he's pimping him out. Like, we have crossed a line with that Karate Kid shit. Like, that movie did not need to be remade.
Right.
It did not need to star his son.
Are there any other, like, father-son, father-daughter?
Not like this shit.
I mean, because obviously there's Tony Curtis and Jamie Lee Curtis, but they didn't.
Oh, no, famous children is one thing. But not when... But most people try to avoid the nepotism. The goal is to, like...
He's touring with his son.
Right.
Oh, and the daughter. No, and didn't the son say, like, I don't want to do this anymore... But but then he retracted. He's like,
sure
no, I love my dad. He's
I'm
so amazing.
I'm sure there were he wanted to be emancipated.
Emancipated at 14.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
like, I don't need this. I want my own house. I want to make my own rules, do my own thing. And apparently, I'm sure somebody stepped in like, just calm your shit down.
No, but Will Smith said, I don't own my kids. So he was okay with the emancipation, but he was like, but make sure you earn your own money. So here's a movie. So what they did was they hired a down on their luck director, M. Night Shyamalan, which I'm going to say
Shyamalan.
Yeah, Shyamalan.
Israel is still listening.
Racist.
So there's nothing about Israel in that.
I'm just saying
that
there was a Shyamalama and I wasn't sure.
No. So
different.
Okay. So
whatever.
I just like they took a down on his luck director, this M. Night, who has made like 4 good movies and then a bunch of crap, and he keeps
like a good movie.
He keeps getting like the scuttlebutt of movie careers. So Will Smith
that shit in the woods, that was the That random
what?
House in the woods.
Is that about shit in the bed?
M. Night Shalimalim.
Does a bear shit in the woods?
M. Night Shalimalim shit to bed with that one.
Which movie are you talking about?
The Woods with...
The Village?
Yes.
I loved The Village.
I wanted to commit suicide in the back row of that theater.
I thought that was interesting. But interesting. I won't say I loved it, but I thought it was very interesting.
Signs?
So anyways, love. Oh, I love that movie.
I didn't even watch it.
Oh, I love. That's a good movie.
We are totally against you and M. Night Shyamalan.
But he has like three or four
good
movies.
The Sixth Sense.
But his career ended at The Airbender. Yes. Like his career ended at The Airbender. God. The career ended.
Kill everybody
stopped.
And yourself.
But so Will Smith hired this guy because he knew he was desperate for a hit. It's produced by Jada Pinkett, Will Smith, Jada Pinkett's brother or sister, and supposedly, allegedly, it was really directed by Will Smith.
And the soundtrack is by their daughter.
Right,
Willow.
Right.
Willow.
But anyway,
shaking
this
her hair
movie
back and forth right now.
Tanked. And ooh, tanked hard. Its only hope is that Will Smith is a big draw internationally, and so is the son.
What's it called?
I don't know. Other Earth, Another Earth.
Other Earth, yeah.
After
something,
Earth.
It looks ridiculous.
No,
it doesn't look that bad. Like, I almost wanted to see it until I like started reading all the stuff about like this is just a way to get his son on the international circuit. Like, I like M. Night. Like, he's made a couple bad movies and a couple good movies, but so has everyone else.
Oh, sure.
Like, there is no one that doesn't have a stinker, didn't shit the bed at least once. I'm going to drink on that one because I like that
word. Shit the bed.
So, but then you're reading this and you're like, this is just to pimp out his kid.
Yeah.
And now, like, the daughter, Willow, they were trying to get the Annie reboot done with her, which is going to come up in a minute on entertainment. Okay.
You're in entertainment now. You realize that?
No. But it's going to come up.
What are we doing right now?
Entertainment.
There's another story.
Unintentional racism.
Wait. But anyways, this movie.
Don't they have an old? Doesn't Will have an older son
from another marriage?
Kind of escaped this.
Yes.
From another marriage. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Right. First marriage.
I kind of feel like why? What are we? Are we trying to support like?
Which
why
actually,
does everybody need to work? Like, why can't this kid go on auditions like everyone else? Like the Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson's daughter is Dakota, I want to say.
Dakota Fanning?
No, I got the name wrong. But anyway, she was just on a really cute show that was called Ben and Kate that was on CBS.
Oh my
CBS.
God, she was at Orbs.
And she was in the no, she really was.
Yeah,
she
was
very cute.
Super adorable.
She was in the season finale of The Office.
I abbreve.
I got.
Yeah. But here's someone that you don't know is, unless you really follow what her name is, and you look at her and you're like, oh my God.
I can see
do you know Tippi Hedren, Melanie Griffith, this girl?
This
like,
girl,
they look
right.
exactly
so,
yeah, but, like
Emily Owens, MD, which was a little show that Kelly loved, is Meryl Streep's daughter.
Yeah.
And and Kelly, and I thought the show was cute.
You ready
I didn't
to
really
hate
get
me?
In.
I've seen her on Broadway twice.
You had her daughter?
Yes. She's phenomenal. She was in Les Liaisons Dangereux.
She was really good in that show. She also was in another show, like some other.
She's
like,
in Smash. She's the daughter in Smash. She's
yes,
she's Angelica Houston's
right.
daughter and
you're right.
Oh,
you're
right. Gruber.
But
her
anyway,
name is something Gruber.
But she's working hard for her.
And she doesn't use the last
no.
name.
Money.
She's her brother's last
she
name.
Working hard
she's
for
working
money?
Hard for her career.
Money.
Right.
Also money.
But that's what
better
I'm saying.
Treat
like,
her right.
Go the anti-nepotism
right.
route. Like,
right.
like I know Bryce Dallas Howard.
I was just going to say her. Yeah.
She uses her,
you
she
said
uses her
that
real
she
last
busted
name.
Busted her ass.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Yeah.
The Help.
Brilliant.
She's fantastic in The Help. She's, I mean, her.
And didn't you say that
she
in
the ring?
That
no,
she worked
no, she's in the
years
village.
And years and years.
She's fantastic in the village. She's in Lady in the Water. Like, she has got a very interesting career.
You said that before she won her award.
She hasn't won anything.
Just kidding. Before she was nominated.
She hasn't won anything.
Never nominated.
Perfect.
I thought she
that
was.
She's just worked
Katie,
really hard.
I thought she was.
Right? She has, yeah.
Okay.
But, and she doesn't play
I
the nepotism thing.
Too,
okay, so. I don't know where we're at now, but there
well,
it is.
And the same thing with Jim Carrey's daughter, from my understanding. I mean, Jim Carrey's
right,
daughter, it's all about you need to go.
And Jamie Lee Curtis, I mean, she
auditions.
Made her start in Scream. She became a Scream Queen, which was just mm-hmm. a weird coincidence that Psycho's daughter became, not Psycho's daughter, but Victim of Psycho mm-hmm. became the Scream Queen. But most people didn't know because she chose the last name Curtis.
That was her daughter? That was her mom?
Yeah, because
Janet Lee was her mom.
Janet Lee Curtis. Like, that's all their last name. She used everything.
Yeah.
And if you watch Halloween, Halloween 4.1700
something? Yes. Question?
I have a question for the board. Now, I'm going back to the panel.
Mom's in it.
Hi, Clayton McKee. Host number one.
Long time listener, first time
first time caller. Now, recently, though, and I'm going back to this Will Smith thing because you're talking about him pimping the kid and out and doing this. So they were on Graham Norton. whatever the hell in on the BBC.
Yeah.
So they were on that with him, and then Will Smith, and then all of a sudden walks out is Alfonso Ribeiro from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and they do the Carlton dance.
Oh, it was very entertaining.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but my question
that's
is,
awesome.
So my question is that was that part of the tour to get the kid on the international circuit?
Yes.
Okay.
No, because,
I guess what I'm
because
asking.
The Karate Kid did very well domestically. It really did do really good box office domestically. But internationally, that thing was a fucking hit. It made like over $300 million internationally.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Will Smith doesn't have to worry that this movie just tanked and bombed.
Got it.
He's going to sell his kid to Japan.
Sure.
Okay.
Like, he's going to go over and ship
and
the bed over
there.
And they're
going to ship the bed
over there.
And M. Night has a pretty good international career because I think even The Airbender did well enough to win the money back. And I didn't go see that.
Suicide.
M. Night's on my list of like, I'll go see him, but
I'm like Shyamalan, not a fan. But
you've got
movie.
To admit, The Sixth Sense is one of the best
Sixth
movies
Sense is fantastic.
Ever. It plays by all the right rules and never cheats.
It is the best.
It never cheats.
I still could watch that now. I've seen it 18 times, and I would get the chills and be like, oh,
and I feel the
oh
same
God,
way about
right
Signs.
Point.
I think Signs, it follows all its rules.
I was not as into Signs.
No, I love that.
I think I'm going to have to buckle down and actually watch Sixth Sense again. I actually saw I saw it in the theater. All I remember is that blue-headed bitch that was singing. That's all I got out of that.
No, that's the Fifth Element.
Fifth Element, Sixth Sense.
Thank you. Like, who
have
you
Bruce Willis.
So I'm still wrong.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis in The Sixth Sense.
This
and,
is the Jaylee, I see dead people.
Joel Osment.
Never saw it. Okay.
Joel.
And we have to say this because anytime I can say the name out loud, Toni Collette knocks it out of the park.
Oh, yeah. I love her.
She always
loved
does.
Her
in
that
United States of Terror.
So good.
So good. Brilliant. 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 Okay. Now, this was someone's recommendation, and I'm not sure who.
I hope it
was. Any
wasn't
day
me.
Now. I think it was you.
Oh, shit.
Any day now. It was from a gay film festival about a gay couple trying to adopt a special needs child.
Maybe.
It sounds like Marnie.
Unintentional
racist.
I felt like it was. Because I wrote it down on my list here.
Listen. No. If I talked about it, I just found it somewhere in passing.
You had read it? Yeah,
I don't
know. No, it was at a film festival here, and I wanted to say you were either trying to see it or you saw it, and you're trying to get us to see it, or you
couldn't get
in. I do
remember talking about a film festival, but I didn't see it.
So it's Alan Cummings.
Mm-hmm.
It's Darimount, the guy from, what the hell is the name of
that
show?
I am the one that talked about that.
Yes. What's the guy's, he's so
but
good.
I didn't see it. I just read about it.
So good on Raising Hope. The father on Raising Hope.
Oh,
and remember
yeah,
I told you a couple of months ago that there was a movie that he's in that he played a bad guy and I couldn't even watch him anymore? Because
he's
I love
Cassidy.
Him.
He was it's so Cassidy. Bad. Nope, the other one. It's
Darimount. Dillamount. Maybe I'm making that
Let
up.
Me look him up.
Are you talking about
you're trying to think of his
dad?
Real...
No, the dad. The dad.
You want his real name.
We
yes.
have 17 ways
dad
to gain
is,
information
David
here.
David Cassidy. David
no.
whatever.
You're completely wrong.
I don't think
But anyways, but it's Alan Cummings.
Cut him.
All right, we have to go to the internet now. But anyways, this movie's called
Katie's
Any Day
it.
Now. It is Alan Cummings is it's a vaguely true story.
Dillahunt. Garrett Dillahunt.
I am sorry, Dillahunt. I'm sorry I did that wrong. He is just a revelation in this movie.
Oh, but, he was in No Country for Old Men, Looper, Last House on the Left,
yeah. Last House on the Left is a movie that I couldn't watch because I couldn't see him playing a bad guy anymore because I love him so much on Raising Hope. He's so sweet. But Alan Cumming, Garrett Dillahunt, Francis Fisher, Greg Henry, I mean, the list of stars in this movie is just phenomenal. And it's a true story from the 70s of a transvestite, I think we have to say. They went back and forth about whether in real life he was a transvestite or a drag queen. They
Tell
wanted
me the
name to
again.
Adopt any day now. They wanted to adopt a special needs child, and he has a hookup with someone who's a lawyer. And this is the part where I think they played fast and loose with it. I'm not sure if the partner was really part of the real life story that Garrett Dillahunt plays. It was so good, so effective, just a beautiful movie about the beginnings of gay adoption, a special needs child of a drug addict mother, and the kid is just so lost, and the big heart of Alan Cumming.
I just added it to my Amazon watch list.
Absolutely, absolutely. It was just so beautifully done. What a great movie. What a great message and a great hope, and Alan Cumming just keeps on him.
He's amazing.
Just keeps Alan on Cumming. Garrett Dillahunt. Like, you have to be, like, you want to fight for change. This is the change you're fighting for. And they go, and It's a tough, 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 tough movie. It is heartbreaking.
It's called, Any Day Now.
Any Day Now. Do not expect to come out of this without Kleenex. And it's a tough movie to watch.
Can I just really briefly, it sort of goes in line with entertainment. I was listening to a really great NPR interview yesterday about...
Oh, you're the one.
A girl. I like my NPR.
I love it.
Too.
About a girl, a woman, her name is Alyssa Abbott. She wrote a memoir of growing up with her father, Steve Abbott, who was a poet. The memoir is called Fairyland, and it sort of reminds me, it's interesting, her... parents got together, had a baby. While the mom was still pregnant, the dad comes out as gay. They're living in Atlanta. The mom gets in a car accident and dies. The baby is born. She was born. The mom dies in a car accident, tragically, when the baby's like two. And the dad goes, oh my God, now I'm free to live my gay life. For free, but I have my daughter and we're so attached. And he moves her to the Castro in San Francisco in 1970. And wow. It's a really, really interesting article. I can't wait. It's my summer read when I go out of town in a couple weeks.
That sounds good.
It's called Fairyland. And anyway, I was like totally hooked. Like I drove into my driveway, you know, one of those interviews, and you turn off the car and you just sit. And you keep listening because this is a for sure read.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there might be an audiobook to help
maybe
you with.
Good, because
I don't read.
Good. Yep. I'm sure that there's an audiobook, but it is.
Scratch out movie on my list, but audiobook.
But it made me think, as we were talking about gay adoption and the whole thing, it was this whole, it sounds incredible. And she talks about how all of these, and he lived with roommates in the Haight and in the Castro, and
she saw so much.
He was a poet, so and now she's an artist. And he ended up dying, which she talks about openly. It's no like big, you know, shocker in the book, but he died of AIDS when she was like 22, and it just sounds so amazing. Now these like gay men, all these roommates and all these friends, they loved her because she was this cute like little girl that was in their lives, but they also were terrified of her because she represented like responsibility,
right? And the life that they were trying to rebel against,
be away from. Yeah. It's just,
by any chance, in the interview that you heard, was she actually in the candlelight vigil for Harvey Milk by any odd chance?
I didn't hear that. I'm not sure.
At that age, I just wonder, because the entire world walked for the, you know,
but
for that
dad was a big time activist. Okay. So I wouldn't be
surprised. That would be surprised either.
Oh, I'm curious to read that.
Yeah. Fairyland by Alyssa Abbott. Anyway, very, very cool.
Down, Alyssa Abbott.
So this is who I thought it was. Patrick Cassidy.
They look very similar. I gotcha. Very similar.
That's who I thought, the Dillahunt.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I thought the whole time that's what it was.
So I went to see, my movie choice for this week was, I saw a bunch of really mediocre movies, except for that Any Day Now. And at the end of it, when you watch it, my personal song is, I Shall Be Released. It's a Bob Dylan song that Bette Midler covered magically in like 1972 or 73 in her first album.
Down.
Oh my God. Well, if you've been to my show, you know that was the signature piece of my drag show.
I probably own it. I just have to
It's a gorgeous song. And that's what the title Any Day Now comes from, is because she keeps repeating Alan Cumming actually sings it in the show, not Bette Midler. But at the end of the song, it's just any day now, I shall be released, any day now. And you hear the story of how the story ends while Alan Cumming is just singing I Shall Be Released.
I feel like I'm going to cry now.
Oh, my nipples are hard. So I went and saw
They're
Now
a little
You
lower
See
than
Me.
You just grabbed.
The best I can say is this is a rental movie. Like, Now You See Me.
Oh.
The only thing I can say about it is the kid from it, Jesse Eisenberg, who I'm a big fan of, from The Squid and the Whale. This was the only time I thought he didn't have a mental disorder. This is the only time I didn't think
good?
He didn't have Asperger's.
Maybe not good, because you like his other things.
Yeah, so he was really good in this. Bruno Mars lost his mom unexpectedly
that was
the other day.
Sad.
Really sad.
Tour dates are up in the air. It was very unexpected. I want to say it was an aneurysm.
Brain aneurysm. She was 53.
Very, very young. Awful. So awful. Yeah. And he just gets cuter by the minute.
He does.
Real cutie patootie.
Okay, here's...
Part Filipino.
I can't figure out how to end this.
Yeah.
Hannibal has been renewed. It was official. Doug Wilkie tormented me at dinner. I think it was to get more of the appetizer because he knew I'd be depressed and wouldn't eat. But he told me it was canceled. But Hannibal has been renewed. And remember, I kept telling you about the European production costs.
You love
that
it.
This is some European production. It's some new way to do television that they're triumphing. It's a cheap way to go. They're filming in Ontario. I want to go there
Wait,
in July.
Wait, do we know about Bates, though? Have you already talked about that?
Yeah, they got renewed second episode. Because they were after Duck Fucking Dynasty. I keep talking about that. Duck Fucking Dynasty. But Hannibal was finally renewed, and Brian Fuller, who did...
Can I pause you just one tiny second? Bisbee City Council approves civil unions proposal.
Oh, Bisbee!
That was up for... I just got that from ArizonaCentral.com.
Wow! Yeah. I know, we have not you shit the bed enough, but I'm coming up to it. So Hannibal was renewed, and Brian Fuller
You shit the bed as soon as you heard about Hannibal.
Shit the bed.
So convenient.
What was the show that we were talking about where he touches people and they come back to life, the pie maker that we talked about,
oh,
we all liked?
Pushing Daisies.
Pushing Daisies. Brian Fuller, this is him. And he said he never doubted it because he knew that this show is too cheap to pass up. Remember I told you he was giving interviews about season 4?
Yeah. Okay.
He was so confident that someone would pick the show up because it's so on the cheap. So... And it's gorgeous. I cannot.
I haven't watched it yet.
This show is so visually stunning, and oh, it's so disturbing. It's so violent, but it's so good. Anyways,
so beautiful and visually so stunning and violent.
The reason I will never leave my house again, and this is brought to you by SamsungTV.com. But I guess you can get it other ways. But I found it on a Samsung TV, which I don't own. DigitalTheater.com. They have an app. You can watch it on your computer. It is the Royal Shakespeare Company, and everything from the West End is available at DigitalTheater.com. And they have the new production of Into the Woods. And it was everything.
Into the Woods.
Oh, Into the Woods. And Home Before Dark. Oh, my God. So it's on there.
DigitalTheater.com.
DigitalTheater.com. You can get the new London production of Into the Woods. It was £10 British sterling.
Stop it. $20, right?
$20.
How much more do you have? Because I want to make a drink before we go into sports.
Go ahead. Okay, so that's available.
Here's another 3 days.
If you never see me again, it's because Into the Woods. Listeners, however you self-identify, viewers, Into the Woods, I think it's like ragtime. It should be studied. Mm-hmm. It is one of the best musicals ever. It's coming locally. Somebody's putting it on locally. It's so fucking good. But anyways, British Theater, Into the Woods, you can rent it for $3.99 British sterling, but a few pounds British sterling will do nicely, thank you. Anyways, let's see how we'll finish this off. Family Tree on HBO. Christopher Guest, fans of
Can't
Boston
wait.
Show.
I haven't watched it yet, but I am a big Christopher Guest fan.
Okay, whatever you're doing, kick your mom out, charge him more rent.
Who is Christopher Guest married to?
Annette... Oh, she's one of my favorites. Jamie Lee Curtis. Yes.
Stop it.
Yeah, to bring it back. Yeah.
Stop it. Stop it.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
When you were like Annette, I'm thinking, no.
Because one of my favorite, Annette O'Toole is one of my favorite actresses, and she's got a famous director husband as well. But Jamie Lee Curtis. I can't think of it.
Peter O'Toole, no.
Oh, my God. Family Tree on HBO is... They are killing it. If you are not watching this,
stop what you're doing. Okay.
It is Christopher Guest. It is Waiting for Guffman. God, it's a mighty wind.
And they have a lot of those same characters. Now, is Parker Posey involved? Because
not
I
yet.
Love Is Catherine O'Hara Parker. Involved?
Not yet. They're not yet, but they're introduced. Bob Balaban is in it, and he's so funny.
Who's so funny. Who's the...
Michael McKean, Lenny of Lenny and Squiggy.
I know all the guys that are in it. I haven't seen a lot of the women. Who's the woman that plays Stifler's mom? And she's so much better than
Jennifer Coolidge.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yes, and she's fantastic.
I fucking love when Jane Lynch and Jennifer Coolidge are the dog owners. I just am obsessed.
She was the manicurist in...
Yeah, yes. Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde.
Hysterical.
But of all the crazy shit that's going on, and it's all funny, it's a guy... It's a British man who went to live with his mother in Ireland and developed an Irish accent. And it's the guy from Bridesmaids.
Who's the guy? Yeah. What's the guy's name who goes, I got you a toothbrush and has a book of instructions?
Who's
that guy?
He's one of the producers and he's one of the regulars from all those movies too.
Oh, he's so good.
But his sister.
Oh, he was the announcer in Best of Show. What you didn't know
about
Fred
Willard.
Fred Willard. Funny.
So the main character who went to live in Ireland with his mom, and that's why he has an Irish accent and no one else does, his sister has a puppet.
Yeah, come on.
She's a ventriloquist with a talking monkey who says, well, I think on the children's show we should talk about whether or not your father's gay. Because of his haircut? Probably because of his haircut. And the monkey has a sister, and the monkey's in every scene, and the monkey like looks at people and goes, oh my God. Well, you're just a fucking cunt, aren't you? then
see you next Tuesday.
The monkey on this show, and I'm sure it's on YouTube. Somebody has got to put it on YouTube by now. But Family Tree, the monkey puppet, when they're trying to audition for a 5-year-old,
I'm gonna write that down.
5-year-old's birthday party is just. It's unreal. I watched like 3 episodes the other night and I almost killed myself.
Can I do a really super quick rewind? Uh-huh. Rewind to digitaltheater.com. And also, one of the things that's premiering on their homepage is Much Ado About Nothing.
Yes,
which
all Shakespeare all the time.
Love.
Henry V is on there.
Do you know who's in this? Catherine Tate, who's the redheaded new manager from The Office.
Yes.
Who's fucking hysterical.
Hysterical. Oh, it's... I will never leave my house again. It's the Royal Shakespeare Company.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's the old Vic. It's everybody on this station. And it just came up because somebody was bashing on Andrew Lloyd Webber, which I will always jump on that wagon and bash with you. So I was kicking.
I have a best of CD, yeah, and I really love.
No, he's got like 3 great songs, but all his shows suck.
Tell me on a Sunday.
And the only other good song he really has that I can really get behind is from Tell It on a Sunday, and it's an unexpected song. Do you have that?
No, I don't think that I do. But that
Love
Tell Me on a Sunday
is one of my favorites.
Makes me cry every single time.
Yeah, it's but there's a song in there called Unexpected Song. Okay. Arrested Development. I just have to give you a couple of things.
Don't give away too much.
I won't give away too much. I got a couple things.
Before you get on to Arrested Development, curious about something on Showtime. Aaron's brother has been talking about it and saying that we have to watch it, and it's with William H. Macy.
Oh yeah, what's that show called?
He said it's phenomenal.
It's called...
No, it's on Showtime.
Showtime.
Well,
I can't
Google,
think of it. I can't
Google
think of it.
Google William H. Macy, yes.
Okay.
It's a good show.
You've watched
it's
it?
It's not one of my favorites, but it is a good show. I can't think of it. And it's the girl from, speaking of Andrew Lloyd Webber, it's the girl that starred in Phantom of the Opera.
Okay.
Is the daughter.
Yes. He was just talking about that.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if you enjoyed the show.
It's not my favorite, but it's fun.
Okay.
It's fun. They're all dirty. Okay. So, she's gone. Arrested Development. I finally made it through the season. They hit their stride. I wrote down episodes 8 and 9. They hit their stride and just lose their fucking minds. Okay. And there are so many jokes that they put together in the first 6 episodes that start paying off. Tobias, who everyone thinks is gay.
Shameless?
Shameless. It is called Shameless.
Shameless. Thank you.
So, write that down.
Tobias, who everyone thinks is gay. There's a little dance move that he does in the beginning that's in every episode, and then he decides he's going to make a new start, and so he puts it on his license plate, and it's A-N-U-S-T-A-R-T. And you go along, and you see his car with a new start, and then his mother-in-law calls him an anus tart, and Ron Howard says, and she never even saw the license plate. It was un-fucking believable.
Reminds me of a story. Go ahead.
And then there's this Tobias's wife is what's Ellen's wife's
Portia.
Name? Portia de Rossi, uh-huh. Who's Lindsay on there. Lindsay's episode it's Lindsay's episode number 2. And they have to get you through time. Like, they have to catch you up through 7 years. So they give you all these cultural references.
I can't wait.
Somebody's watching Project Runway, so you get the hot mess. To make sure that you're in the right year, and then to get you to know that you're in 2012, they have a what's the pizza guy's name that ran for president, the Godfather pizza guy,
the black guy from
Herman Cain.
Herman Cain.
They have a Herman Cain character on there that Lindsay accidentally sleeps with, and she's accidentally a paid prostitute that her daughter is pimping out, but no one knows. So it all falls apart, and pictures of her as the prostitute.
Is Maybe on the show?
Oh, Maybe's hysterical. Maybe's episode is phenomenal. So they go, and so the little short, because Portia de Rossi's very tall.
Mm-hmm.
So this little troll that is Herman Cain's parole officer, what's it called? Campaign manager. Runs up to her,
actually.
And he's got this stutter that they've been slowly leaking this stutter for like 9 episodes. But you're like, why does this guy have a stutter? When will it ever pay off? And I didn't catch it. It took me 3 times to catch the joke. So he walks up to her and he goes, oh my God, we have a problem. There's something that's got to be taken care of. Somebody's got to go up there and they have to take, cunt. She's like, troll, giant troll.
Yes.
That's very Will and Grace.
Oh, it was. It was
shrimp.
Queer.
Queer.
It was. It was one of the best payoffs of like an eight episode joke. Cunt, 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 cunt.
Shrimp.
Troll.
Queer.
Giant. Troll. And I honestly missed the whole thing because I was just sitting there like trying to take it because they're getting all these things swirling.
Oh, they're so fucking smart.
And then later he comes up and he goes, I'm really sorry about the giant comment. And he walks away and I'm like, what giant comment? So I had to keep rewinding. I'm like, when did he say giant? And then they get the cunt, 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 troll, giant troll. Fucking lost it.
I would like to have seen you when you finally realized it.
Oh my God.
Because it sounds so rapid fire.
It was.
Everything in the show is.
And they don't slow down for any joke.
No.
And when she goes, anus tart, and he never even saw her license plate. I mean, and and I talked about the episode where they show the flashbacks of like George Michael being arrested and Boy George being arrested. Now they come back to us. Well, at least it was consensual. I mean, there is no break.
There's no, and I love that. I know we talked about this last week. I have gone back because I've watched all of them. It's been a long time, and I don't know that I had watched them in order. So when I got home last week, I went to go log on to Netflix, and I was all excited. And then I start looking, and I'm like, God, I don't remember that sequence. Oh, I know that this happened, but I don't remember it happening before that. So I started from square
one. Have to. If you're not, because I watch it like every couple of months. I have to watch the entire 53
and
episodes.
I haven't seen it since Nantucket Days, and I was fucked up then. We all know that.
We've heard that. Because season three with Mr. F, like they bring all that back. Tommy Toon shows up as Liza Minnelli's brother. It's fucking
nuts. Kelly kept saying to me this whole time, we were in San Francisco, and I'm watching it or on the plane or whatever, and she's like, the new episodes, and I'm like, shush.
We'll get there.
I'm taking my time.
Okay, so
then I'm enjoying every minute of it.
How we'll get this from being the Al show to all of you is the Cheerios commercial, which I can't believe didn't come up in news.
I purposely avoided it. Only because I figured somebody else was going to bring it up.
So the Cheerios commercial came up, and this is my answer. This is what I said. It was going to come up later in entertainment. That little girl is who should be, if she can hold a tune, or I'll sing it for her, and they can just dub my voice in. She should be the
obviously.
New Annie. That is the cutest fucking orphan I've ever seen. Because clearly, she wasn't born from those two people because they're mixed races. Racism. Anyways. So Cheerios had to shut down. They put it, they did like everybody does, like shit the bed, all those places.
Right.
Oh, and Family Tree, when they find out that the great aunt was a lesbian, I have to say where shit the bed comes from. They meet the great aunt.
Kmart.
No. But where I got shit the bed from week. So they go and meet the great aunt's best friend who was left in the will. And as she's talking, you realize that it's her lesbian lover. But the main character that's searching for his genealogy, the best friend doesn't understand. And he thinks it was just two hot women that lived together. They must be fucking all the time. So the whole time she's telling the story about her great love affair, he's talking about how much dick they must have been getting and how much men they must have been getting. And then she hands the son, like, here's a couple things that I think Victoria would have wanted you to have. Hands them the boxing gloves, and he holds them. He goes, and this is his jock strap, and he holds it with hands out the boxing glove and puts the jock strap
the fuck
in
is
there.
Happening?
And then she goes, and this was her shot put. And she shot put so well that they had to disqualify her because no one else could shot put like her. And he goes, she's like, I love the damn thing, but I can't lift it. So the guy that hasn't paid attention to a word that's been said goes up and he goes, well, honey, I'll get it. And he goes to lift it up, and it's so heavy it drives him into the ground. And he slams his head against the bookshelf. And he goes, whoa, I just shit the bed on that one.
You know what? He's laughing so hard. I expected this turn to be $4.95.
So that's
the menu. Yeah,
and I had to watch it like 17 times because you can't see his face anymore. He's knocked unconscious with the shot put on the ground. He's like, shit the bed on that one. So the Cheerios commercial.
It doesn't even matter.
We don't know what's happening. But the Cheerios commercial. So the Cheerios commercial comes out. They put it on YouTube like they do with everything else. And the comments were so racist.
They had to shut down the chat.
Fuck you, America. Yeah.
So people reposted it, not because it's so cute we want to see it, because they wanted the racist comments to continue. So now just don't go to the Cheerios. Just go to anybody else who posted it and just watch.
Honest to God, fuck
racism
it.
Unfold.
Go fuck yourself, America. And it makes me, when I saw that come out on the news, I was outraged. Yeah. You know what I'm telling Kelly? Like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I was so furious because it's all of these same people that are like, we're not racist. Obama's just a dick. No, you are fucking racist. Fucking racist. You are racist. Yeah. We're not. I don't care that the president's black. I just hate everything else about him. It has nothing to do with that. Right. He has.
I thought it was an adorable commercial.
Yeah, it was.
When
cute.
When he wakes up with Cheerios all over him because they'll help his heart, I thought that was adorable.
It is so cute and so loving, and how can you find something hateful and horrible about that? Not to mention, little mixed race kids are fucking beautiful.
Absolutely.
So there's that.
It's a beautiful, it's a skin color that we often pay for. Yes. Sometimes. I mean, I'm not there now, but I mean, I have been.
I said to Kelly I wanted a black donor, and she was against it only because she wanted this child to also have some resemblance of her, you know, whatever else. Sure. But I...
I can brush that off.
Well, you know. What else? You're paying for her, so whatever you want. Whatevs. Yeah. But I...
Order your kid.
Yes. But I just... I was horrified. Yeah, and I don't know. And again, I took it to that weird political place because that's what's been, you know, prevalent in everyone, you know, lately. But... it just goes to prove America's racist.
Still. Oh, yeah. There's people in white hats everywhere.
Oh, and horribly. And disgustingly about a little kid and a beautiful family and a cute little story about fucking Cheerios. Yeah. Get over it.
Yeah, I heard there was some horrible comment, something made about how he was up clearly the stepfather and he wouldn't be around very long because he was black. And I'm like, that's bullshit. I mean, there were horrible things made.
They said that
I didn't read any of the comments.
They said predominantly the comments were positive. That the majority of the comments were positive, but that the racist ones were so horrible they had to shut the whole thing down.
It's ridiculous.
Like, while outnumbered, they were so bad. And this is the cutest little girl in the world.
So beautiful.
Adorable.
And now the thing that I heard today, I think because I have NPR in my house playing in the bathroom all the time, I go room to room and there's theater in one room, there's music in one room, there's NPR, and I live alone. But anyways,
somewhere there's an overture.
And NPR, they were saying, like, first off, why does Cheerios, like Kmart may need to get their name out and get them known that you can still shop at Kmart. Doors are still open.
Jacqueline Smith. Hey, we're funny and come back to us. Right. We're relevant.
And it went viral and did the right thing. But Cheerios, is anybody really, is there a child under three that's not being fed Cheerios as their snack?
It was like the first solid food we gave Palmer.
Right. Right. So I need to find the person that was like, oh, these are called Cheerios?
Yeah.
Well, shit the bed. I never heard of those. So someone was saying that Cheerios knows, like, they don't have to spend a lot of money on advertising. No. So put something that pushes the envelope out there, go viral. Sure. And now there's going to be this big wave to support Cheerios because they did the right thing. And then the guy on NPR couldn't remember, and I couldn't either, but he said last Christmas there was a two gay dads video commercial.
I don't remember that.
Can't remember if it was for JCPenney. I couldn't remember.
JCPenney, I think it was.
Penny's did.
And they did moms and dads.
But it was Father's Day and Mother's Day.
Yes. Exactly. Yep.
Yes.
But then they followed it up at Christmas and they tried to get a backlash going. And I remember the American family values or American whatever, you know.
Whatever horse shit.
Whatever. Million put moms. Three words together that sound nice, but they're really terrorists. Yeah. But so they were saying that one died already, that they can't, they thought we were going backwards. Like, shouldn't an interracial couple have been like 20 years ago that we had this argument and settled it?
Right, totally.
Well, and actually, if the Cheerios ad did nothing else, I mean, sure, they were trying to stir their own weird controversy, which is sad that they knew that might happen. But it's a good mirror. It's a good mirror to hold up for people that think, oh, we're beyond that.
Right. It's no longer
It's a good mirror to hold up to say, we're not actually. We have a lot of work to do.
Sure.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you on that one.
As far as entertainment.
Oh,
just to throw this out, because sex can be entertaining.
If done correctly.
I apologize, head down the whole time kind of on the iPad, but as far as that HPV thing, just kind of looking that up.
Okay.
You got a short amount of time.
I do. People can also lower their chances of getting HPV by being in a faithful relationship with one partner, limiting their number of sex partners, and choosing a partner who has had few prior sex partners. But even those with only one lifetime sex partner can get HPV.
Yep.
And it may not be possible to determine if a person who has been sexually active in the past is currently affected.
Right. See,
this whole thing is just
so
like,
it can't be.
It could be this. It could be that. You could have this.
It could just be your genes from birth.
It doesn't mean you're a whore. That's the important thing.
Every sexually active person will get HPV at some time in their lives, it says.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the end of hour two. Hour three coming up. Katie June's got some sports coming up. Also, Dr. Drew's Death Den. A little thoughtful vulgarity and maybe some would you rather. We're not sure. Lots coming up. Hour three continues right here on Q-Talk America. It's the show. Stay with us.
You've been listening to the show on Q-Talk America. This is Q-Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, good evening. It's 9 o'clock. It's the beginning of hour three, our final hour on a Tuesday night. It's the show with Clayton McKee. That's me. Thank you for being here. I'm in studio with Katie June, Marnie Ryer, and Al Perkins. That is our typical cast every Tuesday night. We're here from 7 to 10. Thank you for joining us. If you are in the chat room, please. Oh, Harrison's there. Missy Al. That's Al. Joe is there. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
That's right. We haven't laughed so hard since the Guy Fieri menu with Al. He was laughing so hard. If you're just joining us, you've missed a lot. 2 hours full of fun.
And if you don't have HBO, turn this off now.
Get it. It's the drinking game. All is also going on. And our drinking word is, our phrase is?
Shit the bed.
Shit the bed, Al. Oh, my heaven's sakes alive. If you do know of us already, thank you for continuing to support us. If you'd like to know more about it, pick up the latest issue of Ion AZ or Ion Arizona Magazine, ionaz.com, and check us out. Page 29 is a featured article in reference to us celebrating our one-year anniversary of being on the air on Q-Talk America. Whew, we come to you live each
and
every Tuesday.
A little over a year now.
We're like 13, 14 months?
Yeah. A year and a smidge.
But the article was just celebrating the fact that we've been on for a year. Yeah. And every single Tuesday for a year.
That's awesome.
We're going to miss a couple Tuesdays this year, I've decided, but that's okay. Coming up in this hour, again, Dr. Drew's Death Den. We're getting some thoughtful vulgarity. But right now, it's going to be Katie June and something we like to call, do we call it? We call it sports? What do you call it, Katie?
Sports.
Here we go.
The Phoenix Mercury sadly fell again in their second game to the Seattle Storm, 75-72. NBA title matchup is set, but after the Miami Heat won the Eastern Conference champions, one of their players had something to say about it. Adrian Peterson might be okay with a gay player now. More gay support from the NFL and an Arizona sports update.
And that's sports. We'll take it away, Katie.
So the Phoenix Mercury lost their second game. We are super sad pants to the Seattle Storm.
They shit the bed.
75-72.
And what did pants are sad.
Did they ever? Mm-hmm. No Penny Taylor for the Mercury. Dina Taurasi only had 10 points. The Storm has no Sue Bird. Right? She's out for a knee injury. Lauren Jackson is rehabbing a hamstring injury from last year at home in Australia, so she's not even on the team. So what a really interesting thing to see from a longtime fan of the WNBA is how this new crop of players are becoming the stars. And all the headlines are now all of these new players. So I feel like there's a learning curve for me, someone who's followed these teams for a long time. I'm not seeing those same old names again, which is really kind of exciting. Mm-hmm. The bummer, though, is that even with another dunk that was waved off because of a charging foul by Griner, and a really super clutch three-pointer at the very end of the game by Dina Taurasi, we lost to the Storm. And we didn't lose again to their big players, Tanisha Wright, Camille Little, and Shanika, maybe?
Shaniqua?
Shakina Strickland. She's
white. Is she white?
She black?
Definitely not. Yeah,
That was not unintentional racism. Sorry.
Definitely not white. Nope. But anyhow, we did fall to the Storm. Really bummed out. We beat them a couple years ago in the WNBA championships to win. And Kelly and I also went to a game at the Seattle arena. Huh? And their fans are violent. Oh. Also,
Tyler, also, Tyler will love that.
Backslash, I was super wasted. So, and taunting. So wait a minute. End quote.
So they might not have been a violent, you just might have been afraid?
It's possible. I'm pretty sure I was yelling obscenities.
Unintentional wasted.
It was unintentional. So here's another really interesting point that I think is really exciting from this game. Tina Thompson, who was most known for her time on the LA Sparks, is a 17-year veteran of the WNBA, announced last week that this would be her last season in the WNBA. She scored 7 points in her final home opener. She's now with the Seattle Storm. She's 38 years old. She was the first overall pick in the inaugural WNBA draft in 1997, and she's currently the league's all-time leading scorer.
Okay, can I interrupt you for a second? The question would be, in comparison,
yeah,
because I'm not familiar with this. Al, you guys are probably going to be much more, and my mom is already going to be knowing this. For an average, what is the average career of an NBA player?
NBA,
no,
probably.
I mean, are we talking 20, 25?
No,
25, but I mean,
15 is very reasonable.
15 is reasonable, like to 35, 38 years old. Because
the reason
yeah. Depending on when they started.
They're done by 40.
Right, but depending on when they started, because now, as opposed to the back in the day,
you can get recruited from high school. You can get recruited from high school.
Wait a minute, though. This is really interesting. This is answers.com, Wiki Answers. But how long is the average career of an NBA player? This says, as of the 2007-2008 season, have their career length 4.71 years, so 5 years.
Wow.
That's much.
Well, no, average. And that would be.
That's an average.
We're thinking of long term players.
Right. Absolutely,
We're taking the high end of the average.
But what I'm thinking
like Magic Johnson.
Yeah, right. I guess.
Well, and what's the.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, thank you.
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird, LeBron. Exactly. Right. So what
this says, even here, as of 2013, the average career length of an NBA player is 6 years. And so that's longer. Taking into account the LeBrons and the Michael Jordans
And
like
the people that drop off.
The Schmuckatelli.
Get injured in 6 months.
But I was thinking of something that you even made a comment in regards to, a couple weeks ago, about the fact that the WNBA girls, they go overseas and they play twice as long.
They have
twice
two seasons to every man's
right, exactly. So she's done 17 years. My God, she's played her heart out.
Wow. She's played seriously. Her whole life.
Wow.
And what's really great about her,
I didn't think about it that way.
That I love is she's this.
It's funny
like,
that I remember that.
Yeah, no, and thank you.
Thank
for
you.
Doing that. Yeah. Is that she's this like big black woman and she's fucking awesome. I mean, she's really you can't help but love her. Mm-hmm. And you love when you're playing against her, but her signature mark is that she's got big lips. She has black after all.
Whoa.
Intentional racism. And but she wears bright red lipstick in every single game.
I thought that was Cheryl Swoops.
No, it's Tina Thompson. So she's out there and in every game, and she's got the ponytail and she's a badass basketball player in red lipstick. It's kind of cool.
Nice.
Yeah, she's really awesome. Anyway, the NBA title matchup is also.
Oh, are you done with WNBA?
I am.
I have one little sad note.
Forbes,
a division of Forbes, every year they do their 10 companies that won't be here next year, and they had the WNBAs.
Oh,
really?
No, I don't buy it.
Because the commissioner that's been keeping them going is leaving after this year. So it was really sad. I saw that, and they were saying all the reasons why, like, attendance is down. So hopefully, because you said the attendance was good.
Attendance was great for Phoenix, and I disagree. I'll tell you why. Seattle Storm is a team that a few years ago, a lot of the WNBA teams are kept alive by their NBA counterparts, and certainly is the case in Phoenix. We have a really super. Who's the NBA? Who's the Suns owner?
It's not Colangelo anymore.
Jesus, what's his name? Robert? No, fuck. Unreal that I can't think of his name.
Yeah, no, and that's the problem. Like, because Colangelo was the first thing that came to my mind.
Me too.
Okay, hold on.
Guilty.
NBA.
Fun.
Oh, wait, Suns owner. Anyway, it is true that the NBA team generally keeps the WNBA team alive. Huh? Robert Sarver. He's at every single Mercury game. He's a super, super, super supporter. He's really incredible. In Seattle, the Supersonics?
Supersonics.
They decided to drop their WNBA team, and there were about four or five women, like really affluent lesbian women, that got together and bought that fucking team.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it is fan-owned because they said, we don't want to see this go away. And I think that the WNBA is trying so hard. I don't know. I don't see it going away. There have been these same rumors have come up every single year. They just made that list.
And I just looked at it because they said Martha Stewart was going to die or something.
That's also not happening.
Are we putting her on the list?
No, but Martha Stewart's magazine was going under. Like, they have 10 companies.
Is it weird that I also subscribe to her magazine, and so I'm refusing to believe that that's going to end?
But they had 10 companies that were going under. And one of the things that they... was the commissioner leaving was the big hit.
And
didn't realize that
David Stern.
That they had lost that many
teams.
Right,
he's the commissioner.
Yeah.
They have lost a lot of teams, but you know what? For the teams they've lost, they've also gained some new teams. Yeah, and so, you know, some other cities. And I think that there's enough hype around, for example, this year's, you know, WNBA draft was televised on ESPN.
Not L-O-Cho. Yeah, I mean that's the great news though, is that that's what they need to do is get the viewers. I mean, I don't have a dog in the race, so I just saw that and I was like, oh, that
you don't even
sucks.
Like dogs, so of course you don't, right?
But
I appreciate
you,
your bringing it up, and I would hope to God that that's not the case. Yeah. It's so important to me and to so many women.
They only got 3 out of 10 right last year, so
yeah. So
the odds are always in your favor.
Thank you. So the NBA title matchup is set. LeBron James and the Miami Heat will meet Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, and Mano Dibble. Yep, that's his name. And
no.
The Spurs. It's like Mano
Ginobili.
Thank you.
Sure.
Is it European?
I was like, huh?
Ginobili.
Yeah.
Yep. And the Spurs.
Yes.
So according
and
to
a huge supporter of gay marriage.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that. Yep. So according to my private sports analyst, my brother Matt June. Thank you. he's a big basketball guy. Sports, yes. Basketball, big time. Like, one time he thought he was going to get arrested because after...
Family tradition.
He feared it might happen.
I'm just keeping it real.
Suns lost to the Spurs in one of the playoff games, he actually called NBA Commissioner David Stern's number was floating around on the internet, and he called and like threatened his life.
Mm.
Yeah, so that was.
Now, did LeBron? They won last year, right? He does have a title now.
LeBron does have a title,
yep.
But my brother.
That's always the big argument. Is that,
yes, because when he was with the Cavs, they lost to the Spurs,
and you'll know this because they talk about it all the time on Hot in Cleveland.
Oh, LeBron. They always talk about LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
What's funny, which makes me laugh because I know Betty White has no idea what she's even saying in her lines, but she always talks about LeBron.
No, I think she might.
She's been
around long enough to have followed basketball.
So I asked my brother, the consummate basketball fan, who's going to win. And he says, I think much to his chagrin even, he says the Heat will win. He thinks the Spurs coach, Greg Popovich, who is kind of the modern day Phil Jackson, who Phil Jackson has 11 wins with the Bulls and with the Lakers. He's like heart. Everyone knows
that's
Phil Jackson.
Who I saw. Phil Jackson is who I saw on the David Letterman show. When I saw David Letterman, they're like, tomorrow, Bette Midler. It was Phil Jackson.
Phil Jackson,
we're like,
you're like,
who
shit.
The fuck is this guy? That's who I saw in David Letterman.
And so Phil
Nicole
Jackson, Phil Jackson is a legendary coach. My brother says that Greg Popovich, much like Phil Jackson, is kind of this coach that says, which the Mercury needs, quite frankly, this coach that says, here's why they're beating us. Like, he's really good at identifying why the other team is beating them, and then they go out the very next game and they fucking address it. And they address it head on and they win.
Oh.
So the Spurs are poised to do good things, but LeBron James, again, this is according to Matt June, so if I'm wrong, find him. LeBron James.
His phone number will be available on the internet very soon.
Yes, exactly.
Float that around.
Courtesy of the president
of the NBA.
Thanks,
yeah, thank you. With Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, who actually apparently looks like Brittany Griner, they are unstoppable. He says it's just LeBron is, I said, is he like the Michael Jordan of today? He goes, he's better, Kate. He's better. I mean, he's like really.
And you hear that all the time, that once he got his title, that now there's just no stopping him. He's just going to ride this to retirement.
Mm-hmm.
That series has not begun yet, but we're looking forward to it. After the Miami Heat beat the Indiana Pacers, however, in the Eastern Conference Championship, we have a new sports star. His name is Roy Hibbert, and he's kind of a dick. He was actually charged.
I love it.
He was fined by the league.
He offended everybody. He was an equal opportunity.
He was fined by the league $75,000 after a press conference, which is the largest fine that's ever been given by the NBA. And we have a little clip.
Game three here. I really felt that I let Paul down in terms of having his back when LeBron was scoring in the post or getting to the paint because they stretched me out so much. No homo.
Okay, so two things there. First of all, apparently no homo is a thing that like rap stars do and like sports stars. Apparently it's a thing they do.
To just address that you're not a homo.
Yeah, like, so they say things like, because I got really stretched in the paint, no homo. Because I didn't actually get stretched in the paint. I didn't get like, and I'm pointing my butthole. I didn't get stretched in the butthole paint.
We're on camera.
So these are people that are afraid of puns.
They're
unintentional puns.
Terrified.
Oh. I'm 6'9" and I'm still afraid of an unintentional pun. No homo.
Right. So the second part.
60 days. I'm 60 days away.
And I didn't even know that that was a thing.
I'll tell RuPaul again. Let's see. Hang on, Sarah.
60 days from no homo.
Carry the one. It's metric. All right.
Yeah. Right. The other thing that is embarrassing, and I actually didn't look up his age, and I could easily find it, but what the hell? Old are you? Are you serious that you're gonna say no homo and then spend the next like 10-15 seconds like laughing
about it?
But in the beginning, he slipped in the N-word because he said, y'all.
No, motherfuckers is actually what he said. And
I heard.
Well, he may have said the N-word.
Yeah, because
in that clip, no.
He said, y'all, N-word, don't even watch my games.
No, that was motherfuckers. And that was just after this part, which I did not play because it went on a little bit longer. But the press said, talked about choosing a top 10 players. And they said, you know, why were you number 10 or something?
He's number 10, yeah.
And he's like, you know, doing that whole thing. And he goes, you know what? Honestly, it's because y'all motherfuckers don't even watch the game. And then he laughs and he goes, I know I'm going to get fined for that. But what was really interesting is the NBA actually came out and specifically said that that fine was not related to the motherfucker comment. The fine, $75,000, largest fine ever, was related specifically to the no homo comment, which is really interesting. I read a number of articles today about the fact that this shows by the NBA and also by a lot of sports writers and also by the backlash that he got after that comment, how much a lot of people are relating it back to Jason Collins. How much Jason Collins is coming out has changed attitudes, is changing, you know, perceptions.
And Betty, who also goes by Buddy when he's, you know, doesn't have the dress on. Sometimes Wilma, but he said that last summer what is the commissioner of the NBA's name again?
David Stern.
David Stern was really strict last summer in going after people. He was going to be, and I don't know if he knew that there was somebody coming out, but he was very strict last summer. Remember, Buddy kept talking about as he goes by.
Yep.
Kept talking about how the NBA was like imposing the fines and was like they were going to shut that down first.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I wanted to just really quickly share that Roy Hibbert, of course, 2 days post that no homo comment.
Mm-hmm.
Came out with the apology. Of course. I know, weird. And he did not mean anything negative by it. And blah.
Especially from hearing that, you can tell how instinctive it is to say a player's name, no homo, like immediately. Because it wasn't after the no paint, the not in the paint or whatever.
I thought it said not in the pink, and I kind of giggled too. Actually, but it was in the paint. Meant like on the floor, like
but
they say.
We're
up
in
the
marks on the floor. He said the name and said no homo, like it was just second nature to say.
There was no humor, there was no malice.
And according to my brother, this is like a thing that people say.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I kept hearing on other media as I was listening from this past week. They kept saying that apparently it's just something that they say. Like, and they equated it to my bad.
Blah, 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 blah,
no homo. Like, people are like, oh, my bad. My bad. They equate it to that like it was the same. And I'm like, that's
I'm gonna suck his
same.
Dick. No homo.
Yeah.
No, that actually is homo. Yeah. Yeah. You're actually a homo.
Next caller.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shit the bed.
It's like what you can say now. It's what you can say just to like tell everybody now.
Right.
So what was interesting, he actually tweeted Jason Collins after the apology went public, which was like totally half-hearted. He said, at Jason Collins 34, hey, can I get a follow? Would like to discuss some things with you.
No homo.
I know. Hashtag no homo.
Yeah, I can say
no blowjobs.
Yeah,
I know. Anyway, they were saying that Jason Collins, if he reached out, it was in private because it certainly was not.
No homo.
He didn't. No, well, it was no homo.
Well, like, as everything else should be in life, you can do that privately.
Yeah, you can just talk
but
to people.
But you know what else? CBS, ESPN, a number of other outlets, like I said, really jumped on this and said what he did was inappropriate and here's why. And, you know, see, this one of the guys in CBS said this – essentially, this should not even be an issue. This is almost embarrassing that we are like
we're giving it some time and some energy.
So anyway, so that happened. It was kind of an interesting thing that's going on. It talks about the culture shift of sports.
Right. Yeah.
The other thing actually that will help us understand a little culture shift in sports is you'll remember we talked about last week, Adrian Peterson, what does he play? Long
running back.
Thank you. I was going to say like long punter. I don't think that's a thing. I'm still
it's
kind
a
of new.
And you a long, are and a long snapper.
She just shit the bed.
And I would just like to say on that note that you are not the hardcore lesbian I thought you were.
No.
Because if you don't even know sports references, we're going to a Subaru with sticker tape punter. On it.
Yeah.
All right.
but listen. But I'm trying. So anyway,
you're saying your mother is frigid.
So.
Which is nice.
Adrian Peterson, you know, last week came out the Minnesota Viking that was against gay marriage, but we all kind of agreed last week that he was not being a dick. He said he reiterated Monday that having an openly gay teammate would not be a problem for him, and he did not feel like he needed to apologize for his comments last month that he's not with gay marriage because he was voicing his personal opinion, but it wouldn't bother him at all if he had a gay teammate. So again, just to kind of reiterate what we talked about last week, that he wasn't bashing.
So don't invite him to your wedding. That's
exactly.
It's like everybody else.
He's
like
look, I don't get gay marriage.
Yeah.
Right. I don't get gay marriage. It's not my thing, but I don't dislike gay people. Be on my team. I'm going to support you and be your teammate.
You know, I always equate everything to cars somehow, some way.
Yeah.
It's like coming from the Midwest, and I'm sure it's other places too, but I remember like I had uncles that were diehard Chevrolet people, and there were other uncles that were diehard Ford people. And it's to me, it's almost like, well, I drive a Chevy, but okay, I know people who drive Fords. To me, it's the same fight. It's like, well, okay, fuck you, whatever. If you like that vehicle, to me, it's the same. It equates to that. It's like I like what I like, and you like what you like. Yeah, whatever. I don't like
I'm
what
not
you
into
like,
what
but you can drive that truck.
Yes, yeah, I'm not into Fords, but whatever.
You ran out of gas. He's pushing
not,
you home.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy a right. I'm not going to buy a Ford, but
I'm not going to shit the bed for that.
No,
but you can come over. You can drive your Ford
right,
to my house.
Don't shit the bed in my house. Then come over.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway,
I'm not going to go shit your bed.
Some more gay support from the NFL, though, which we love to see, you know, kind of this continuing movement of gay.
They hired Diana Ross for a halftime once. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Sports. And Madonna. Yeah. And Janet Jackson.
And Beyonce.
And Prince, yeah.
So Andrew Luck would have completely no problem with an openly gay teammate. He's the standout Indianapolis Colts quarterback. And recently
and
when he was
is
in.
He's good, too.
He really is.
He really is. And when he was in London with CNN, Jim Bolden talking about a number of issues, he said it's the 21st century and I know that I would have absolutely no problem with it. I hope that no one would treat him any differently than a straight player. No special treatment. He's just another guy, another part of it. It's none of our business, the sexual preference of people. So I hope if someone is thinking about it, that if they do come out as gay and are a professional football player, that it makes them happy. It makes their life easier. I think they should do it. Mm-hmm. So pretty cool. He's a young guy. Cute guy, influential guy.
Yeah. And he came into a big job and got it done.
Yeah.
Now, would you say, completely tangentially on this one, that London or Toronto would get the NFL team first?
Toronto.
Yeah,
because they're closer.
Mm-hmm. But they're both pushing. They play a game
really
in London
pushing.
Every year.
I think Toronto because more people could get there.
But well, is that an all-star game? The London game?
No, they're trying. Like every year. Somebody plays a game in London.
Listen.
There's a London game every year.
There was a Mexico. Wasn't there? There was maybe one time, maybe a couple times. I don't remember. They went to Mexico City.
The Bills play a home game in Toronto, and everyone says that the Bills are going to be the team that gets there. They're going to come from.
You can totally get to Toronto
easily.
It's easier.
It's
than
like connected, right? It's connected to where the NFL is played.
But if you're going to call yourself world championship,
right?
Don't we need to get another country involved?
Oh my god, did we discuss this last week? Because I was thinking about this during last week. True. I'm like, what the fuck are the world champions? Yeah. I was kind of getting pissed in my own weird head. I think that it will be Canada because. Yeah. One of the other articles I was reading was, is Tim Tebow's career actually over?
Yeah.
And there were there were two leaks from his camp, and one of them said that, yes, the inside guys are agreeing, like, well, he shit the bed on this one. Yeah. Let's all get out now and find a new player.
He shit the bed, like, 8 different ways.
And the other side of his camp is saying, no, he's really got it going on, he's good. But ultimately, his options, which we talked about a couple weeks ago, are arena football and the Canadian Football League. Oh.
But and even they don't really want him.
No, they don't really want him. Because their style, style is, because Jim Kelly's probably the most famous person that ever came from the CFL over this way, from the Buffalo Bills. The K-gun, shotgun,
but I do think
that whole shotgun quarterback
style. But I do think, sad pants to go backwards.
No huddle is how you would know it.
But if you
maybe
wanted, no, I don't. But if you,
I saw the look on her face. Of,
no, yeah, completely lost. But if you wanted to, I do think that if you have some other big players coming from there, you have maybe a big player going to there.
They find somebody good in Canada and bring them here to let them get better. You don't shit the bed in America and then end up in Canada.
But maybe it is. Maybe. It's happening. It's very sad.
Robin Williams calls Canada the great loft apartment above the really cool country.
So very quickly, Arizona sports update. You know, the Diamondbacks are actually leading the NL West.
Oh, I didn't know.
Leading the National League West.
Really, we're all paying attention.
It's very exciting. We talked a little bit about their doubleheader sweep last week.
And without trying to be rude, baseball's going to go on for the next 40 years.
And it is. Like, and it's like till who cares about it? I don't. But I will say
that you're reading the goddamn story.
Well, I'll tell you. When they first came here, I was all excited, but after they won the World Series and totally dismantled the one team that I like knew and loved, I kind of got over it.
Oh, they lost me when they changed the colors.
I agree. Yeah. I loved the purple and teal.
I did.
I did. Anyway, but what's really interesting is that they're they have a number of pitchers right in rotation, and they rank them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 based on like how good they are. Well, actually, their fifth player in rotation, who's really kind of supposed to just be like a shitter in the on the bench, is
in the bed
kicking ass. He's 9-0 in the last games that he's pitched, and he's really phenomenal. His name is Michael Corbin, so look for him. Really super out of, you know,
that'd be great
superstar.
If they did something again, because that sports brings so much money to the Valley.
Superstar at the D-backs.
But you can't get excited about it with baseball, personally, because there are 94 games a
it's
day.
It's a really boring, and it's boring.
It's watching paint dry. Until
hockey
like,
and pro,
like September.
Yes, when you start to get to like the championship, right.
I feel the same way about basketball. Race. I don't get into basketball.
Oh,
so,
how could you not?
Like,
it's so fast-paced.
But
no,
basketball,
but it's
either
forever.
You're either done NBA. In the first 10 minutes or it comes
look
down
at
to the
me getting offended. I'm offended because I'm like, the women's basketball is amazing.
Okay, it's also a Cardinals season.
Cardinals linebacker Darryl Washington beat up his girlfriend, does some drugs. He's kind of an asshole.
But he didn't hurt a dog, so he'll be fine.
Right. That's the Cardinals news. That's all we're talking about now. The Rattlers, as a matter of fact, are the National Conference West, and they have all kinds of wacky conferences in arena football.
North, South, East.
They are the what did
the
I
directions.
Say? National Conference West leaders, and I got to tell you, they were getting onto a plane when I was to San Francisco. They're gigantic, and they are super nice.
That's good to know.
Really, really, really awesome guys that like talked to me, even though I was a clueless idiot with a baby on my back. And they're kicking ass. They have won more games than any other arena football team in the league.
They're
good. Fresh off of the arena championship last year. So if you have never been out to an Arizona Rattlers game,
I actually
check
forgot
them
they
out.
Existed.
No, the games are fun. There's like motorcycles on the field.
Fast,
there's
fast,
cannons,
fast.
Fireworks indoors. Like
it's like football for people with ADD.
Oh God, it really is.
It is.
Yay!
Sparklers.
Sparklers.
Oh, shit the bed.
Football again. You know, it's fantastic.
It's really fun. The oldest man ever climbed Mount Everest at 80 years old, Japanese mountaineer, and football legend Deacon Jones died at 74. Nope. We did not, however, have him on
in
our
the death
watch.
Nice segue.
Well,
thank you, Katie June, for sports.
I think we could just skip the death
No,
because,
we're going.
Oh, we got one.
So this week,
you was a live den. Yes, that's what we should call it.
People that will live forever.
The alive den. People we want to have live forever.
These people are all alive.
Yes.
Well, we obviously missed Jean Stapleton.
Jean Stapleton? Again. And I texted her.
She was dead.
Who's Jean Stapleton? Was she from Designing Women?
Edith Bunker.
No, that's Jean Smart.
Edith Bunker. Yeah, that's Jean Smart. No, Edith Bunker from All in the Family. I even had to text down, like, I even thought Jean Stapleton was dead.
Okay.
And I have to say, I was a little misguided in what I told you.
What?
About.
I read it online. I knew you were a liar.
About the history. She was upset that she was only remembered for that
part. That, as opposed to all the good things she did.
She had done.
And she played opposed. She played a, what's the word I want?
A part.
No, she played on the same stage as Streisand. What's the
She was in Funny Girl.
What's the word I want though? She played
opposite.
Opposite. Thank you.
She did not. She was a supporting character.
Well, of course.
But the leading man would be opposite her.
Wait, so she was frustrated.
She was on the same stage.
If a girl isn't pretty like it, Miss Atlantic City.
She was mad that she was only known or mostly known for All in the Family.
Right. She was upset about that.
But what a key character. I mean, come on.
And then all the social change that came about because of that show. But the one thing that I really got wrong was that when it came time, because in Arch, she allegedly kind of died at the end of All in the Family. It's called Edith's Fine or Edith's Faith, whatever the last episode is. And they show her kind of dying, but then she came back for some episodes of Archie Bunker's Place. And she felt that she was done at Archie Bunker's Place, that she did, there was no more to do. Carol O'Connor was afraid that they would judge the episodes without her compared to the episodes with her.
I don't remember her being part of Archie Bunker's.
She was, because she was only in
it was
four or five episodes.
Because that's where he grieves her.
Yes.
Right.
Season two, episode one. So what they did was...
And they had that Danielle...
Right.
Bourgeois, yeah.
Right. I remember her being in the thing... Like, at one point, Archie Bunker's sitting on a bed with her, and Edith's gone. I remember that.
Too Good Edith.
So that was in... What's
Too
it called?
Too Good Edith.
Too Good Edith.
That's the last episode.
Is the last episode of All in the Family.
And she kind of has an episode, and you think she died, and they thought they ended it. But then he did Archie Bunker's Place, because Carol O'Connor wasn't done. She only played in four or five episodes. She was just a recurring character.
Okay.
And she was done and wanted to be done. And Carol O'Connor didn't want to be judged by the episodes with her and without her. He thought the episodes with her were such a higher quality because everyone upped their game for her.
Right.
So he was like, if she's gone, she's gone. And Norman Lear said, this is Carol O'Connor's show now. Like, I'm done. Sure. Like, Archie Bunker's Place is not my dream. We're beating a dead horse.
Right, right. We
should
have left it.
Whatever he says goes. And so Norman Lear said, I can't kill you off. Like, I can't do it. And he couldn't do it when they brought back Archie Bunker's Place. He couldn't let Edith be dead. He just couldn't do it. He loved the character so much. He had worked with her so often. So when it came – and Jean Stapleton said, it's a character. Like, this is just a character. Please let this go. And that's when they allowed it. And Carol O'Connor had to do the grief episode. But he was not – he just wanted her to go away and not be in the show.
But not die.
Not die.
Oh.
Because people were going to be turned off.
Because Edith Thrum.
And that's what
killed... Because they loved her.
That's what killed the show. And so everybody kind of was on the right page, but kind of mad because they had become almost sacred. And they were kind of doing an aftermath, Golden Palace. Like, anytime they shit on a show, Scrubs later that year. Like, they do that with all these shows. Just let it die. Like, you're good.
Go out on a high note.
Did am I wrong on this? And Katie, I know you're looking it up on there. Did Edith's character die? Was it breast cancer?
It was cancer of some sort.
Or was it a heart attack?
I thought it was a stroke.
Okay, maybe it was.
It doesn't actually say.
Because I read something over the past few days that I don't recall.
Or something.
No. Either that or at one point during All the Family, she did have breast cancer, and that was a scare.
Well, she was raped. I forgot about it.
She was raped.
I mean, I forgot about all the different episodes.
I forgot about that, too.
I remember that episode. That was terrifying.
Edith Bunker was raped?
Oh, yeah. That was a huge. They dealt with that and abortion.
Maud
was abortion.
Right. That's right.
And she died
in her sleep from a stroke.
Got it. I thought it was a stroke.
Go, no Marnie. I got it right.
No, that was literal.
You're not giving points for that. Yeah.
In the death den, you get points for anything related to death.
We are desperate for points.
Yes.
You get
anything.
Princesses.
Yeah. So, I mean, but it was very strange in her legacy and the show that Doug and I love the movie, and I'm going to get blank stares again, but Baghdad Cafe, which is a fantastic movie, and they made a TV show out of it with Gene Stapleton and Whoopi Goldberg did the TV, and it only lasted a season. But Baghdad Cafe was a charming movie and a charming attempt at a slightly different TV show in the early 90s. And I forgot how good Whoopi Goldberg looked in that
show. I forgot
show.
About that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, George Michael did a song called Baghdad Cafe.
Yeah, and everybody redid, and it's called I'm Calling You. And yes, and George Michael.
That was a wonderful song.
Oscar-nominated song from Baghdad Cafe. Gorgeous.
Okay, so we've wrapped up Death Den. It's 9:34, and now we go into, the final segment of our show. We do it every week. It's called Thoughtful Vulgarity.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we, in the studio, try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
Our first question comes from our earlier conversation about gentrification and destroying gay neighborhoods. But now I can't find the page.
Can I tell you what new countries just
yes, include? Please.
Okay, right
countries.
At this moment.
Only on Tuesday.
At this point, we have three live listeners from the U.S.
Quit saying the number. Hello. Just say U.S.
The U.S. It's called the Russian Federation.
Oh.
And the Czech Republic. I think we've ever had those.
I thought the Czech Republic.
I don't remember, but they have lovely flags.
I want to know about that's Belarus.
Awesome.
Like,
hello.
Is Belarus still part of the Russian Federation? I don't understand.
Isn't Belarus the person who was the...
I thought he was a ballerina.
I thought it was Bela Lugosi.
No. I thought Belarus was the
that's what
the
I always
coach
call him.
For the...
That's not his name, but that's what I always call him, too.
For the,
is actually Bela Lugosi.
Bela Lugosi, Dracula. But
Bela Caroli.
Bela Caroli. Yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
Shit the bed. Well done.
Okay.
Shit the bed.
And for those of you in the Czech Republic and the, what is it?
Russian Federation.
And by all means, if you are
Listen back to know that I don't just normally say
If you are literally listening to us right now in anywhere, please just message us in the chat room and say hi, because we'd love to know you're out there.
Yeah, and I want to know about Belarus. Okay, so we were talking about gentrification, and I want to know, like with the gay neighborhoods and all that
stuff.
What
the hell was that?
Oh, my God. My foot caught something.
What was that?
Oh, it was the headphones. The headphones just flew.
Oh, gosh.
The extra headphones.
Anyway, okay, got it.
So when these places...
Technical.
Like these places
that was a technical.
In,
that's good.
Yeah. Like Starbucks comes in and kills the living room and kills whatever the cute little coffee shop was north of there.
The mom and pops.
Right. And then like Pita Jungle, local restaurant, makes good...
But tasty.
Now, no, they're good. And it's a little local restaurant that had one, but now they're a chain, and I guess they're in where the living room is.
I saw that, yeah.
That they're now
Harrison
there.
Said that.
So is it wrong to want this success and become a chain? Like when you're... Like America's Tacos, they're right on that verge of being...
Oh, they're becoming a chain.
Right. So right. is it wrong? Do you lose all the charm? Is it a sellout? Do you still want to... Can you still say you're shopping mama and pop? You know, mom and pop.
I have a thought on that.
Well, let's hear it, Katie.
It's a question and answer part.
It doesn't matter.
Conveniently, it's a Q&A. So go ahead.
So it actually doesn't relate to a restaurant, but it relates to a band. And I think maybe we've talked before about the Black Eyed Peas pre-Fergie when they actually didn't suck.
You have.
They shit the bed.
You have.
And she shit the bed, let's just say.
Yeah, and when they had that like regular old black girl who was fierce, and they were so good and soulful, and their lyrics meant something. And I'm not like one of those people that wants to be like super stimulated by her music, but like their music was fucking awesome.
Yeah, and I love them with Macy Gray too.
Awesome.
DJ play my song.
Macy,
yeah.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So then they get to Fergie, and they blow up, and they are like uber gajillionaires now, and I don't like them anymore. And I...
Oh, they annoy the shit out of me.
Yeah,
my lumps, my lovely lady lumps.
Yeah, they
lumps.
Aren't good. Oh, that's why. They're
Did
not good.
Sell our soul to the devil?
So here's the thing. I stopped liking the Black Eyed Peas, and, you know, you stop liking a restaurant once it becomes the Olive Garden, which, by the way, is actually not terrible. I mean, if you go back occasionally, yum. Soup, salad, breadsticks. But...
It's all I've ever eaten there.
Yep. So, my point is that you kind of start, like, hating those big groups, chains, whatever. But then... you really think about when Black Eyed Peas got started in somebody's garage, in somebody's mixing studio, in the back bedroom, did they really say to themselves, or does any band or any restaurant or any business owner really say, gosh, you know what? I hope I start this and only a handful of people ever like it.
Right, right, right.
Nobody says that. No, nobody. Right. And so while
I can keep this small.
I know. So while yeah. I no longer subscribe to Black Eyed Peas' form of entertainment. They're not my thing anymore. I still am going to really super enjoy their old stuff, and I love them, and they're on my playlist. And I have to say, good for them, because they gained success and fame, and that's ultimately what they wanted.
But now you can go back and enjoy an old Black Eyed Peas record, but I can't go back to the old crappy borderline PETA jungle with the weird art on the walls that may or may not have been pubic hair. You know what I mean? Like, when they were just at one restaurant in Tempe that was, like, really bizarre. Or, like, you know, like the Abbey. When the Abbey was literally, well, first it was an Abbey. First off, it was a nun's
place. Abbey.
Abbey. Yeah. And then it was a coffee shop. And then it served drinks. And then they had food. And then they started playing
music.
And now
music, it's, like, uber
sellout. And now the Abbey's, like, this big thing. And to me, the Abbey was a coffee shop. The Abbey is where you went and had a cup of coffee.
Right.
It was the living room of West Hollywood.
I was trying to explain that very thing to somebody either last night or the night before in regards to Abbey, and they're like, no, it's this big club. I'm like, no, it started, it was a tiny little sandwich shop. I'm like,
it was an Abbey.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying going back even my 20 years, I'm like, it was tiny, and they added all that shit to the back of it. It's still a fantastic club. It's, you know, but I'm like, it was a tiny little thing where you just had a little deli counter and you got a sandwich and coffee.
There
and
was, yeah, there it. Wasn't even sandwiches when I first. It was literally like coffee.
Well,
and
well, you're 2 years older than me.
Yeah,
so.
But I was going. I mean, I was going there.
Right.
So I mean, but
and so the Abbey though, so is, they
what,
didn't
at what
start.
Point do you jump off?
They didn't start their business and say, you know what, cute little coffee shop is great. I hope it lasts for forever.
Now it's become such an anchor of West Hollywood.
You evolve with what the demand is.
Yeah. Right. You totally do.
And so if you're making good product, which the Abbey was producing, whatever their space, their coffee, their environment, it was a good product. PETA Jungle, good food. They were producing a good product.
Very
more
good food.
People wanted it, and they said, gosh, let's add one more. And then let's add one more.
Yeah, because word of mouth. I mean, all of a sudden you're like, have you guys tried that? And you're
going to
grow.
Because, you know,
grow.
I know the owner of Oregano's had the deal to get bought by Pepsi. And become a Pepsi.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I heard California.
And he turned it down.
There's going to be some opening.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
He turned it down and said no. And he's expanded, but all on his own. Like, he didn't sell out to Pepsi.
Now, to that point, let's go to Laura and the kids
absolutely.
In My Pity Pizza. So now that'd be another one. They look like. They, to me, as well as they've packaged their product, their restaurants, they look like they would be that chain that's of that corporate
caliber,
level, that caliber. But there's still, but how many do they have? Four? Three?
No, there's more than that. Two, four, like six, seven?
But they're all here, right?
They're here.
Okay.
They're here,
it's I'm just trying to supporting a local.
Right, but it's still a family.
Still local.
And they've just expanded out. Yeah.
Okay. But do you know, do they have?
And they have, but they have corporate-y kind of stuff. I mean.
They do.
Yep. So that's where, you know, it's local, but.
Or a good example is like Los Dos Molinos here. Spectacular food.
Oh, that shit'll kill
you.
You
start with the grandmother, and then you work down to the three daughters. The three daughters each had their restaurant. And then now we've been here long enough that their children are now taking over. So the one on Camelback is really...
It's like a...
I want to say Cheryl's son. Oh. I want to say it's the...
Oh, you know him by name.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, no, I know.
Los Dos stopped being as good when it started, in my opinion, because I used to go to the one way up on Central, and I would drive way the hell out there.
And that's always
and
the best
go
one.
And it was so good. And then I went to the one over on Washington in that Azteca Plaza.
And now that's the one that's now
and
on Camelback.
And it really wasn't...
It's a different
as
cook.
Good.
But that's where the food is so homemade that you know, is it Cheryl cooking? Who's cooking? Like, I know the difference between going to Mesa and eating that sister's food, who I think her name's Victoria. I can't remember. But like the three sisters had three restaurants, and then one went to New York to do their version, and then she came home. But those, I mean, that's a difference between going chain and going to, like, it's such home cooking that you're like, well, I like Shirley's food, but I like the way Betty has a hand with the spice. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's when you're being so fucking picky. But it makes a difference, because now there's four restaurants, and you want to be like, well, I like the way this one makes their chorizo.
I feel
like
the same way about Carolina's. And I really, really love the Carolina's, the legit, original 12th Street in Mojave.
Yep.
That's the only Carolina's
I want
to go
to. But again, you're dealing with, it's still the same
recipes.
Recipes, and they're not a chain. They just have enough. They have another location, and now someone else is just putting their influence on the cooking. That's not the same as PepsiCo coming in changing out.
Whitewashing everything.
Yeah. That's what happened with America's, though. Because America's started as America, the woman, who started her taco shop.
She is gorgeous.
And then they sold out. I think I have said this before. My friend works for Kahala Corp, who owns Cold Stone Creamery and Blimpy and all that other stuff. And they now own America's Taco Shop. And you see it going into like all the little random.
They're in
you
the
know,
airport now, I want to say.
I want to agree with you, but the last place I saw them going in was somewhere kind of weird, but it was very commercial.
I heard they're going to be in the Chick-fil-A complex.
Like that kind of thing. Like it was like a gas station and then America's Taco Shop. You know, it's like become, it's not America's Taco Shop anymore.
They were going that direction when my affiliation with them stopped.
Okay. Yeah.
And they started to change everything.
Yeah.
Now, what I don't know is, because honestly, I have not eaten there since that. The severance of that.
Oh, the food's still good.
What I wondered. Have they changed anything?
I had dinner there a couple nights ago.
I think it's delicious.
It's delicious.
I like their al pastor.
But you could tell when she was cooking. That. Like, you could tell when.
Because one time.
Not that she really cooked, but when 7th Street first opened.
When she was supervising what they were doing.
The 7th Street one, not the Avenue. Because I went into the Avenue one when it was just 7th Street and 7th Ave. And that Avenue one, I swear to God, they burned that carne asada so fucking bad. My hair smelled like burned meat for the rest of the afternoon.
And in fairness to them, they did have a couple of those issues, but I didn't go for a long time after that. She would come in and she'd be like, no. And she would be in the kitchen and she would explain to them, here's how you do this. So she did try to monitor that. But then shortly thereafter is when the swap came.
And you have to think about a woman like her, right? She's worked hard her whole life and she created a good product that there was demand for. Does she really want to spend the rest of her days every day in and day out like slaving over the stove?
No.
So does she want to say... I'm ready to make some money and sit back.
Yeah. Right.
Right, and that's what I mean. So is
raising two daughters.
And like and Joe says in the chat room, Jesus Christ, where did it just go?
He actually said, eventually we're going to have the show with Clayton McKee in every market around the world. Yep, and we're all okay with that here, Joe. So make it happen.
He says something about everyone's addicted to success. Success kind of becomes addictive, and that's true. Like you want,
why wouldn't you
want to share it? Like Oregano's, and as I say it all the time, fuck Oprah Winfrey for when she said that little Italian place,
Pizzeria Bianco,
is the best pizza in America. It's not even the best pizza in Phoenix. LGO's pizza's better.
NYPD. What is it called?
Z Pizza down in Central.
Yeah, I love Z.
Yeah. Z Pizza, but I like.
I like
Chibo. To me, there's so many better pizzas like in the city, and I don't have to wait 17 hours to get a fucking pizza.
I'm actually a big Bianco fan.
Yeah, I am too.
Well, of course you are. You told us that story about your mom and
I waited.
So we've had that conversation before. I just think Oprah calling that the best pizza in America
It was actually Gail.
Is her being mentally ill.
It was Gail?
It was Gail, yeah.
Yeah, that just tells me that Gail doesn't eat a lot of pizza.
Yeah,
and some was it the guy from Star Trek Next Generations? Picard, what's his real name? Bald guy.
Oh, Patrick Stewart.
Mm-hmm. That Patrick Stewart had pizza for the first time. There was some big thing on the internet that he had never had pizza before until recently.
Freaked out face. Like, who just has pizza for the first time when they're like 90?
What the hell's going on with that?
He's like 100.
Yeah, but he'd never had pizza before. But if you're British, I don't know.
Then you're missing out.
Right.
Really,
Or missing teeth.
I'm just saying that if you stopped in Phoenix in the... Symington Plaza, whatever that's called down there, the Mercado. And you thought that was the best pizza in America and you stopped, you have a long way to go before you sleep. Like, you have shit the bed on the pizza experiment.
Okay, so we beat that one up. What's our next question?
So our next question...
Oh, I have one, too.
Oh, go ahead. Do yours.
Oh.
Well, I'm just curious, because as we were talking about something in Al's segment... And
like how she doesn't really know what it was.
And I said, no, it was about
Al's segment, you mean the past 3 hours?
Oh, it was about... No. It was... Yep, that's what I mean.
Shit the bed.
It was actually, I wrote it down so that I would remember. Actually about the song Any Day Now, the Bette Midler song. And you say I Shall Be Released, that it's at the end of the movie. And when you said that, I have no idea what happens at the end of the movie. And damn you if you ruin it for me.
No, I didn't.
But it sounds to me like a funeral song, maybe. Like a death song, maybe a death march.
Oh, I've
never
taken that as a death song.
Oh, I Shall Be Released. Okay. Well, my thought...
It's a great anthem of like... they say every woman needs protection, but they say every woman has to fall. And there's a man over there that I will tell you it's his fault. And he'll say, I don't even know her name. So, but any day now I shall be released. It's just about,
right.
It's just about love and like the people that you blame and all the things that you hold on to. And it's just saying any day now, but not today.
Okay. So
but any day now I shall be released from all this shit and be a clear thinking
and
person.
Not having any idea about that.
Yeah.
When I hear any day now I should be released, I just thought, you know, maybe a funeral song. Maybe. Like a death song.
No.
But in my head I thought.
It's funny. I've never ever thought of that song that
way. I have had my funeral song in my head for a really long time. Have we had this discussion before?
I don't recall. Because
I've had it with my own mother, which was kind of weird. But I have my funeral song in my head. So I was just wondering if
any I know his.
The rest of y'all have your funeral song.
Yeah. It's been in 1978, his funeral song became popular.
Okay, what is it?
Oh, mine is Last Dance. Like, you'll hear a couple other songs through the program, but you will end the evening with Last Dance.
Last Dance.
Yeah, and I will.
Oh, that's perfect.
And not the live redo that she did in the 90s. No, it'll be the original. It'll be the original 1978.
Oh, that's good.
We have a choice. We can either.
Or do you want the live version from Live and More?
We can either do the live version from Live and More.
Oh, that's a good one.
Or, figure out a way to work both in?
Or we could do the Thank God It's Friday 8-minute version which has the bridge.
I think it should be the 8-minute version with the bridge so that we can all exit during. So as everybody's. You may all leave now and there'll be exits. Uh-huh.
And do you feel like everyone's going to have to, like, dun, maybe. Dun,
oh, they will.
Like, soul train out dun, a little bit. Right.
And that tranny guy that was in the Pebbles video will show up.
Clayton, do you have a funeral song?
I really haven't thought about it, but I mean, Last Dance is so Al. I couldn't, but even though it's not a,
and even if you die first and steal it from me, I'm still going to use it because they'll know it's mine.
Wow.
It's now recorded.
Yeah.
Yep. No mistaking.
Oh no, there was no mistaking, you know, ever, even before this.
Though it's not a funeral song, it has been I think kind of to me two songs that I think would kind of come to mind, even though if I thought about this more sober and analyze it more, I'll come up with other ones. Two songs would come to mind. One, not that it has any connection, it's a sad song. Culture Club's Victims.
Okay.
The Victims We Know So Well. La 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 la. I can't remember all the words right now. And then another one would be Careless Whisper.
How does that go?
Which one?
Careless Whisper.
To the heart and mind, ignorance is kind.
I mean, I know the song.
And I was saying,
no,
I can't
comfort,
like.
In the dream.
And Judas Priest has got no rhythm.
Okay.
You'll never hear it again the same way.
No, I won't. Damn you!
Damn you!
To the heart and mind, ignorance is kind. There's no comfort in the. There's no comfort in the past. Pain is all we'll find.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So, a song about heartbreak and tragedy written by a 17-year-old frustrated gay man who was trying to make out with
Andrew
Kathy Jung, who was an Asian woman who wound up being in a video of his later.
Okay.
So what's yours?
Mine is Uncle John's Band by the Grateful Dead.
Oh, you've said that before. I've heard that before.
Oh, have I? Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it says, well, the first days are the hardest days. Don't you worry anymore. Because when life looks like easy street, there is danger at your door. But it goes on to say, come here, Uncle John's Band playing by the light. I think, come on with me or go alone. He's come to take his children home. I think it's like poignantly heaven, sort of, but mm-hmm. also a really good song that I'm pretty sure was playing when I got high for the very first time.
So my next question was going to be: do you want everybody in the funeral at the ceremony to be stoned?
I'm going to ask. I'm going to have like doobies in the
right. Exactly.
Some people like at a Catholic.
Maybe
you know,
yeah. maybe because it's inside brownies. Maybe more appropriate. Well, they take longer to take effect, no, right?
We could
actually pass out brownies as you're walking in. So by the time this song is playing on the baker,
processional. By the time the only ecstasy baker, kicks in, yeah, you're ready.
You're set. I know the only baker in Maricopa County.
Hey,
we know her well.
Oh.
All right, Marnie, what's yours?
Laura. Thank you.
I have two of them. One of them is, for the more like a religious kind of toned, would be Michael W. Smith, Friends.
Oh, uh-huh.
I love that voice. I love that song.
Yeah. And the other one is Bette Midler in My Life.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were going to steal my song.
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know that song.
That's a Beatles
in my life.
It's a Beatles song. And that,
but I came up with a third.
There's all kinds of people that don't understand the Beatles. And every time I hear "In My Life," whether it's usually Bette Midler singing in my house.
I love. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But I do love the Beatles version. And when I hear it, all I can think of is they were in their mid 20s and they wrote that gorgeous, gorgeous song. Mm-hmm. Like that to me is like a tribute to.
I think you would love it.
The age before beauty on that is just
excuse my beauty. If
excuse
you will.
My beauty. So before you go, so my second song that will be played midway through the program is.
I'm actually. Is it weird that I'm a little bit looking forward to your funeral? Is that weird?
It's gonna be a good time.
I'm more about the party.
Like I hope I'm on the guest list.
The best part is anybody can come.
Well, he won't know.
Yeah. The best part is it's going to be at Sunset Cliffs in San Diego.
Oh, I can't enjoy
wait.
That.
Yeah. I literally need
but
a vacation.
But you're going to listen to, and that's where this song will be appropriate. And I found the lyrics to it. It's written by Tom Waits, but I know it by Bette Midler. It's called "Shiver Me Timbers."
Oh,
and it's what I listened to. Mm-hmm. Poor Tim. As we drove out here from New York, and we went between Erasure and every gay artist known to man or God, including Erasure. We listened to "Shiver Me Timbers" like 1,000 different times, and I never really thought of it as a death song until later. And it's "I'm leaving my family, I'm leaving all my friends, my body's at home, but my heart's in the wind. Mm. Where the clouds are like headlines in a new front page sky, my tears are salt water, the moon's full and high. And I don't know this person's name. I know Martin Eden is going to be proud of me and many before me who've been called by the sea to be up in the crow's nest singing my say, shiver me timbers, I'm sailing away."
That's good.
That'll be the sad part of the program before we get to the disco.
I know.
Then we'll cap it off with, ain't I even worth a dime a dance?
Pre-disco. That's the pre-disco break.
Ain't I even worth a broken chance for love?
So please call my family and tell them not to cry because my goodbye is written by the moon in the sky and nobody knows me. I can't fathom my staying and shiver me timbers. I'm sailing away.
Oh, that is so good.
Isn't that a beautiful? I get goosebumps. I love that song.
I have total goosebumps. Song. Like a little lump in my throat. And no, it's not cervical cancer.
I heard that song for the first time when I was 6 years old.
Oh, God.
And it has stayed with me my entire life.
That's very nice.
What was your third one?
The third one that I came up with, only because I still love this song, "I'll Never Love This Way Again."
Yeah.
And I think...
Oh, can you sing me like
dun,
a little
dun, 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 dun.
I know I'll never love this way again, so I keep holding on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Burt Bacharach wrote that for Dionne Warwick.
It's like an 80s ballad.
No, Barry Manilow wrote that.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're right.
I just gave you the key change. Dun, 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 dun.
My
dun.
Bad. We would
play. that was supposed to be the dead giveaway.
I would play it, but we'd get sued.
But is that like an 80s? It sounds very 80s ballad.
79.
Yeah, in there.
No, it won Donna Summer's Grammy, so I'm always mad at it.
Yeah, didn't realize that. Right. But no, but
I
that,
you're saying that.
And the reason that I go with that I'll never love this way again, aside from the fact that I would be dead and I couldn't love anymore, is because I think so few people that I interact with that really realize how much I care about them. I will never, because if I'm gone, I'll never be able to love them to that way again.
Yeah, that's good.
But that's also it's a phenomenal song with a key change for a drag show it's a fantastic ending.
Wait, do you actually want a drag show at
no,
the funeral?
Goddamn no.
Just checking.
Note to Barbara.
Note to Barbara.
Let's get all of this down.
No,
let's
right.
get
let's
it
record
on,
all this.
Let's no. get it on record.
No, 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 no.
I
I'm
can't
good
say
with
I'd
that.
Be opposed.
Yeah.
Be opposed to
a drag show?
I can't say I'd be opposed.
At Clayton's funeral? Yeah.
No,
what is this? Harrison saying something about Briar and the Rose?
The Briar and the
Tom
Rose,
Waits.
And then I can't remember the name of the song by Zedd. It's on both of my devices here, but it is a phenomenal. I want to say it's "Clarity" by Zedd.
Oh, you know, I thought of another one that would be a very sad song because if you're leaving somebody and you have a lost love, Bruno Mars, "If I Was Your Man." Never mind. I'm getting drunk and emotional, so let's stop.
The only other one, and it was the second one I was looking for with Bette Midler. I couldn't think of it, and it's "Every Road Leads Back to You."
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love also...
the other one.
From a funeral scene of a movie I love, which is Love Actually, I think you hate that movie?
No, I like it.
Okay.
I think you hate that movie?
Bye-bye, baby, baby, bye-bye. That was the song that they sang when the cute little boy... When Liam Neeson, is that who that was?
No, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
When his wife died at her funeral, he said, now she wants to go by the Bay City Rollers, like her favorite song, and then they played that song, and I cry every time.
Yeah. So good. The iPod, the iPhone, whatever, iDevice.
How you plays, self-identify.
Plays, speaking of the Beatles, plays Golden Slumbers. And again, they were like 27 years old.
Yeah.
How
do
you rate Golden Slumbers?
I don't know that song,
20s?
But I'm Googling it immediately.
It is, and it goes into, boy, you got to carry that weight a long way. Oh, my God. Oh. My nipples get hard just thinking of Golden Slumbers.
Well, or Golden Showers, depending on how you're
dressed. They never get hard for Golden Showers. Do not shit the bed. Do not pee on me.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
We would like to thank you. It's the end of hour three. We are here every Tuesday, 7 to 10 o'clock. It's the show with Clayton McKee. That's me. Thank you for being here. I'm here with Katie June, Marnie Ryer, and Al Perkins. We do it every Tuesday, 7 to 10. Oh, thank you. It's been a fun night. We have a great show. We're half in the bag, but it's all good. We do it every week, and you should enjoy it as much as we do. But we would like to leave you with one final thought. If ever you remember us, we would like to leave you with this. Please, we will see you next Tuesday!
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.